them, cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them, they don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer. And I show a rosy on my chest, cause I'm a wanderer.
Somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You might be king, you might possess the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody until somebody loves you. So get yourself somebody to love. You're nobody until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be a king, you might possess all the world and its gold. Gold won't bring you happiness when you're getting old. The world is the same, you won't change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you are nobody until somebody loves. So get yourself somebody, grab your yourself somebody. You are nobody, nobody, until somebody loves you. You're nobody until somebody cares. You might be the king, you might even snatch all the world and its gold, but the gold won't get you happiness when you're getting old. The world, whole world's the same, you're never gonna change it.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you, and I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography, don't know much trigonometry, don't know much about algebra, don't know what a sliding room is for, but I do know one and one is two, and if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be, for maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history, don't know much biology, don't know much about a science book, don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News and World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's-health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy. Together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now.
Very pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball here on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi. And tonight, the Blue Claws take on the Wilmington Blue Rocks as Jersey Shore bids for a ninth straight win, which would tie the club franchise record. They've won eight in a row twice before this, and now after the win last night, 7-3 over Wilmington, they've won eight in a row yet again. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, I was excited last night to see if the Blue Claws could tie the record. Indeed, they did that. And now tonight, we'll see if we're here for even more history, if they can beat the franchise record and collect victory number 9 in a row. So before the game tonight, down in the clubhouse, we spoke with the manager of the Blue Claws, Greg Brzezinski, about the streak and about some other things. And we will hear from the Bull coming up shortly.
And we're here in the clubhouse with the manager of the first place Jersey Shore Blue Claws, Greg Brzezinski. Greg, how's it feel to be in first?
It's great. It's awesome. You always want to stay up at the top in the division, especially early in the year. But no, obviously it's a product of a lot of good baseball we've been playing lately, and we're happy to be there.
So last week about this time, Blue Claws were in 6, which was last place in the division, but only 4.5 games out. In 1 week, you've hurdled 5 teams and reached the top of the division. Have you ever seen anything like that? How remarkable is that? How surprising is that?
Not really surprised, because I think, obviously to this point in the season, like early, scuffled a little bit, but like we talked about, when we were on the flip side of things, it's early in the season. And it's been great the way we've been playing, and a lot of contribution from everybody in that locker room that have helped us win, in a different way every single night. Good pitching, great defense, and the boys are starting to swing it. So haven't really seen it, but, it's early in the year. All the teams were tight in terms of, their records and where we were at in the standings. And, winning 8 games in a row really helps, and just looking to keep it going.
On last year's club, you had call him a glue guy. He was an older player, Nick Ward, an infielder, and he's now in the Atlanta system. Mm-hmm. Otto Kemp, very versatile guy for you, 24 years old. Is he a little Nick Wardish? Is he a little glueish? How would you describe Otto Kemp?
Yeah, no, I think, Kemp's done an awesome job. He was here a little bit at the end of last year. You mentioned Nick Ward, and, he definitely was that guy for us last year. I think Kemp definitely has a lot of those qualities in himself. Obviously, different personalities, and everyone kind of has their own way of going about things. But, he's an ultimate professional. He shows up every day ready to go. The versatility is awesome. He can play, all over the field, essentially. And he hits anywhere in the lineup, and he has, great at-bats and a really professional approach. And the way he goes about his business, I think, is a good he leads by example in terms of everything that he does, and the guys see that. So it's been, really great having him here, and looking for him to continue doing more of the same.
Top of the lineup tonight, you have Justin Crawford and Marion Boyd. Haven't had them at the top all year, but at times. How exciting is it to have those two speedsters right there at the top?
Yeah, I think it's great, especially, the way, both those guys have been playing. And they get on base, they can change the game in an instant. And, their speed, has shown, throughout the season, and they just wreak havoc when they get on the bases. And, that's on the offensive side, and then you have both of them playing the outfield, and the way they can go get the ball and defend, on that side of the baseball is fun to watch.
So Castellano goes tonight for you. He's he's lasted about 5 innings a couple of times. Tell us what you can expect from him, what you're looking forward to.
Yeah, I think he's one of those guys that has continually gotten better, throughout the years. He's had a couple bumps in the road, but is the stuff in the arm, it's all there, and it's all trending upward, and looking for a good start out of him. Continue to attack with the fastball, and I've been impressed with his breaking ball throughout the year, and when he has that pitch along with his fastball, it's been really, really good. So looking for that out of him tonight.
Okay, looking for a 9th consecutive victory. Good
awesome.
Luck tonight.
Thank you.
Blue Claws manager Greg Brzezinski with Tony a little bit earlier tonight down in the Blue Claws clubhouse. So, Tony, last night, 7-3, Blue Claws brought the bats again. Leandro Pineda, we'll start with him, 2-for-2 with 2 walks. In the last 2 games, he's 5-for-5 with 3 walks. He's been on base in each of his last 8 plate appearances in the last 2 days, and he was 2-for-3 with a walk on Tuesday. So he's actually been on base in his last 11 plate appearances, and he's raised his average up to .307, 17-for-37 over a current 10-game hitting streak.
Yeah, 17-for-37, that's a rather robust batting average of .459. You know, Greg, when a team goes on a streak like this, not only does he get maybe maybe expected contributions from a guy like Pineda, who you thought after a strong finish to last year would be in line for a good year this year, you get like a surprise every now and then. For instance, now Eric Brito is a good hitter, but you don't expect a long ball from Eric.
Right.
And last night, bingo, he hits his first home run, not only of the season, but his first home run in 358 days. That's going back to May 16th of last year with Clearwater. Gives him four career home runs. And after starting the season 0 for 7 at the plate, he's batting 312 since. But it's, I think, the power that surprised me by the last night. Maybe not the consistency. But again, when a team goes on a run, you know, everybody has to contribute and in different ways. And Brito did last night with a long ball, and that helped the Blue Claws build that lead.
And they are now 17-13, four games over 500, winners of eight consecutive games. So, yeah, last night it was Brito, and then also Kate Fergus, who has two home runs on this homestand. He hit a blast on Thursday night and three on the season, 19 in his career. And he is six for his last 21, three stolen bases in his last seven appearances. And he will be in the lineup today. He'll bat in the nine hole and play right field tonight for the Blue Claws. So they're going to kick Pineda down from right field to first base, and Fergus will play out in right field. Troy Strother had been playing a lot of right field this year, but unfortunately he is currently on the IL with an ankle sprain, and he's eligible to come back, I believe, tomorrow. But I don't know if that will be the case. But I believe he's eligible to come back tomorrow. If not tomorrow, then Sunday for Troy Schreffler. Pitching preview brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, Southern Campus, and RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. Averson Castellano for Jersey Shore. Five games, four starts, 16 and two-thirds innings, 12 hits. He has allowed seven earned runs for a 3.78 ERA, eight walks, and 23 strikeouts. Now, we've talked about how deep the Blue Claws pitchers have gone into these ball games. Castellano, though, has only gotten two innings and three innings in his last two starts. Last time, three innings, three runs, two earned against Bowling Green last Friday, and then got knocked out after two innings at Aberdeen on April 27th, allowed three hits, six runs, four earned in that game. 23-year-old yesterday, in fact, from Maracaibo, Venezuela. So it's only his second day as a 23-year-old. And Riley Cornelio goes for Wilmington, 2-3 in five starts with a 4.79 ERA. 20 and two-thirds innings, 16 hits. He's walked 14, and he has struck out 18. He was a seventh-round pick in 2022 by the Nationals out of TCU. He's from Colorado Springs originally. Went to high school in Colorado Springs, was born in Honolulu, and was a college teammate, of course, of Blue Claws reliever Charles King. That's our pitching preview for tonight.
Yeah, and pitching has been so important to the Blue Claws, second-best ERA in high A. And when allowing...
Among starters, yeah.
Right, correct, yeah. When allowing 0-3 runs this year, the Blue Claws are 13-1. And when they lead after seven innings and when they lead after eight innings, they are 15-1.
How about this one, though? I thought when they've scored 0-3 runs,
right,
they're 6-7. And usually, you know, that's usually like good for about a 20% winning percentage, and they're almost at 500 when they score three or less, which shows you, I mean, that shows you how good the pitching has been as well. Buster out there with his rain hat on, which is unnecessary, to be fair, at this juncture. It is not raining yet. It did rain before, and it rained most of the day. Unfortunately, the Philly Fanatic is not here because of that. He was scheduled to be here today, so the Fanatic's appearance has been rescheduled for Friday night, July the 5th. So that will be fun to get him back, but it was supposed to be tonight, and unfortunately that didn't quite work out. Blue Claws in their alternate baby blues today, and Wilmington in their alternate navy blue jerseys tonight. It took a while to figure it out because everybody I see on the field for Wilmington is wearing a red hoodie because of the game time temperature, which is going to be 49 degrees. Wind is blowing straight in from center field.
Yeah, we don't have this documented, I don't think, but I can't remember a home game in the middle of May that ever started with a temperature below 50 degrees. I mean, that's a little unusual here.
It's we could look it up. It would take a bit, but yeah.
I mean, we were up in northern Maine? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. The Portland Sea Dogs.
Yeah, maybe.
So the other two Blue Claws eight-game winning streaks, one in 2017 against Kannapolis, Charleston, and Columbia, April 29th to May 7th, and then another one in 2016, August 19th to 26th against Delmarva, Greensboro, and West Virginia. They are at eight right now, tying the longest winning streak in franchise history. The seventh win of their 2017 win streak was Nick Fanny's first of the two no-hitters that year, and Trevor Betancourt got the last of the 27 outs. Fanny got 26, and then the 2016 winning streak was part of a 15-2 stretch. The Blue Claws had to close out the regular season that year before they headed on to the postseason, ultimately the SAL Championship Series, where they lost to the Rome Braves. But those Blue Claws teams are very good, and this Blue Claws team is very good and playing their best baseball of the season. So no Blue Claws team has ever won nine in a row. This one can, with a win here tonight. So we'll see if they can pull it off, and we'll find out in just a few minutes' time. Blue Claws have taken the field. Here comes the starting pitcher, the right-hander, Amerson Castellano, for the final of the nine to take the field for Jersey Shore here tonight. We'll take a break when we come back. The lineups in the first pitch, Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
School with the national anthem tonight. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi, and tonight the Blue Claws take on the Wilmington Blue Rocks in game number four of a six-game series. Blue Claws Phillies affiliates are 17-13, winners of eight in a row. Wilmington Nationals affiliates, they are 15-13 on the season, and they have lost nine of their last 13 games since an 11-4 start this season. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, good to be here. Good to have the Blue Claws on this roll, and we'll see if they can continue it tonight, going for a franchise record ninth victory in a row. Hard to believe that just a week ago tonight, while they were in the sixth place, which was last in the division, it was certainly a bunched up division, but still they were 4.5 games back, and a week later, Blue Claws lead the division. What's almost even harder to believe is the fact that from first through sixth place now in the division, the spread is 1.5 games.
Yeah, that is wild. Sunday is the midpoint of the first half, game 33, so obviously a long, long way to go. Here's the Wilmington lineup to face Amerson Castellano. He starts for Jersey Shore against Riley Cornelio of Wilmington. Castellano 0-1, 3.78, and Cornelio 2-3, the 4.79 ERA. Daylon Lyle leads off. He homered on the second pitch of the game last night. He's in right. Then Vandel Pena at second base and Kevin Mate at short. Brandon Bossier will play first base and bat fourth, then Matt Suggs, the catcher. Will Frazell is the DH. He'll hit sixth. Then it's Philip Glasser, the third baseman. Batting eighth and playing left field is T.J. White. And batting ninth and playing center field is Jonathan Thomas. So Castellano on the mound. The lineup was brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Facilities in Toms River, including Community Medical Center, RWJ Barnabas Health Behavioral Health Center, and Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, and Monmouth Medical Center's Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive academic health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org. Here's Daylon Lyle, the right fielder, to lead off against Castellano. 6:36, first pitch, fastball right down the middle for a called strike. Plate umpire Stone Garver, base umpire Bobby Price. Game time temperature is 49 degrees. You heard that right here.
Oh, my goodness.
May the 10th. Lyle at 267, a home run and 10 ribbies. He also has 10 steals. Good breaking ball, cut out and missed. And the count, nothing in two. Lyle, a left-handed batter. Second round pick in 2021 from Trinity High School in Louisville, Kentucky. So Castellano looking for the early strikeout here. Works out of the stretch exclusively. Breaking ball blooped in the air, shallow left field. Charging on Imari, and Boyd reaches down, can't get it, and it squirts under his glove and rolls back behind him, backed up by Crawford, and that'll be a double for Daylon Lyle. Boyd came charging in after that, reached down at his ankles and couldn't quite grab it, and he also couldn't keep it in front of him either. So a base hit for Lyle on a blue double on an 0-2 pitch, and Wilmington has a runner in scoring position with nobody out. Castellano throws a fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, and sinker. So if they've named it, he throws it. Here's Viandel Pena, the second baseman. Corners come in to guard against the bunt. And Pena does square, pushes it beautifully to third. Arnold Fields throws on the run to first, and it's dropped by Pineda and bounces back off the tarp. Lyle in to score. Pena is knocked down and gets back to the bag of runs, scores, and it's 1-0 Wilmington. Two batters into the game. So that'll be a sacrifice bunt and an E3 on the first baseman for dropping the throw, I think. We'll see if they give it to him or Arnold. And they'll take a look at it, but I think Pineda should have caught that. So a sack bunt for Pena. E3 allows him to reach base, and Lyle comes in to score on that error. So two batters into yesterday's game, Tony, it was
1-0.
And the Blue Claws have made two errors. Today, two batters into the game, it's 1-0, and they've made one error. Here is right-handed hitting Kevin Mate, and the pitch, a breaking ball, swung out and missed, and the count, nothing in one. Mate at 264, no homers, and 10 runs batted in. They will give it to the third baseman, Arnold. His throw was maybe a touch towards the home plate side of the bag, but Pineda didn't really help him. Fastball, strike, 0-2. Obviously early, but certainly for the second straight night, not the start that the Blue Claws were looking for.
No.
Even the ball that Lyle hit to reach base was a kind of a little flare that Boyd maybe could have caught. Not an easy play by any stretch. Castellano throws over to first, and diving back in is Mate. Castellano, 16 2/3 innings, 12 hits, 10 runs, 7 earned, 8 walks, 23 strikeouts. In his 5 appearances, 4 starts. 0-2, the count on Mate, and a curveball down and outside, it's 1-2. So Castellano has struggled to go deep in his last 2 starts. 2 innings, 2 back at Aberdeen on April 27th, 6 runs, 4 earned. And then 3 innings against Bowling Green last Friday, 3 runs, 2 earned. He's made, now this is 5th straight start after 1 relief appearance back on opening night. And here's a line drive towards left center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Pena around second. He's headed to third. Crawford throw gets through, and that enables the batter, Mate, to get into second. And it's second and third, still nobody out. I don't know why Brito didn't cut that ball off. They were not getting Pena. And if he cut it off, they at least would have had a play on Mate. Now, Brito is supposed to listen to somebody who's yelling instruction. Maybe that's Arnold. Maybe Brito just has to be more cognizant of that, I'm not sure. But that's a mistake by the Blue Claws, because there's no way you can let Mata get a second base on that, because they had no chance of getting Pena going to third. Infield is in, still nobody out, and it's 1-0 Wilmington. And that fastball to Brandon Bozzier misses high. It's one ball, no strikes. Now, yesterday, after the Blue Claws allowed the run to the leadoff batter and the second batter reached on an error, as Stevens and Jimenez got the next three outs to get out of a jam, but there's the 1-0. And a high pop on the infield behind the plate. Disson coming back, tosses the mask away, has room toward the net, makes the catch, and one away. What I was going to say was, yesterday Jimenez was able to battle through trouble and get out of the jam. Well, what can Averson Castellano do tonight? But he gets Bossier there, who had homered earlier in the series, and that'll bring up the catcher, Matt Suggs. Suggs out of UNC Wilmington is 7-for-26 on the season, a home run and six runs batted in. Also played two games for Harrisburg, their double-A team this year, where he went 3-for-7. Infield remains in with one out. And Castellano's pitch is lifted off first, foul out of play. And the count is no balls and one strike. So nothing and one on Suggs. Infield in all the way around. Runners at second and third. One run home. It's 1-0 Wilmington. Fastball fouled off at the plate, or is it? No, it's bounced out to the mound. Castellano fields, turns, throws to first, and that one is off the mitt of Pineda. One run has scored. Here comes Mane. The throw to the plate there is not in time, and now it's 3-0 Wilmington. Well, they didn't give Pineda the first error, but they should give him that one. Single and an E3 on the first baseman, Pineda, to allow that second run to score. So Suggs gets an RBI infield single, and then the E3 allows Mane to come in and score. And it's 3-0 Wilmington. Suggs does stay at first. And here's Will Frizzell, the DH. Well, the Blue Claws have made an absolute mess of this first inning and are down 3-0 early on here, having already made two errors. First pitch, fastball outside to Frizzell, batting left-handed, and the count is one ball and no strikes. Maybe that elusive ninth win. Blue Claws are 0-2, trying to get to 9 wins in club history.
Looks a little more elusive as we speak.
And that one fouled back by Frizzell. Frizzell was 3-for-41 coming into the game yesterday and went 3-for-3 in that ball game last night. And he jumps up to the 6th hole in the lineup today for Mario Lisson and the Blue Rocks, the Nationals affiliate. And that's a breaking ball inside. It's one ball, one strike. Frizzell, 8th round pick in 2021 from Texas A&M. He spent most of last year with Wilmington, where he hit 240 with 9 home runs. So 3 runs, 3 hits, and 2 Blue Claws errors in this Wilmington first inning. Fastball driven down the left field line, slicing foul out of play, 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Yeah, and one could call it mental error, however you want to look at
it on the
throw that where he should have been cut off or going to second base, which allowed the runner to reach second base.
So 2-2 the count on Will Frizzell. And Castellano's pitch is a curveball down and inside. And the count is 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 6th pitch of this at bat upcoming. Runner goes at first. Fastball foul back out of play. And the count is still full. And 3 balls and 2 strikes on Frizzell.
Only one ball really hit hard in this inning. That was the Mane base hit.
Yeah, Castellano still only had 19 pitches as he faces the 6th hitter of the inning for Wilmington. 3-2. Runner at first is Suggs. He's going again. And a grounder up the middle. This could be two. Scooped up on the bag by Brito. And he has plenty of time to throw to first to complete it. And the inning over is 6-6-3 double play. Retires the side. But Wilmington scores three runs on three hits. There were two errors and nobody left. We have played half an inning here in Shoretown, and it's Wilmington 3, and the Blue Claws coming to bat on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and this.
Well, the Blue Claws down 3-0 as they come to bat here in the bottom half of the first. Think Shoretown ballpark. Marion Boyd in left leads off against Riley Cornelio. Then Justin Crawford in center and Otto Kemp in second. Leandro Fernandez in the first base, middle at fourth. Then Felix Reyes the DH. Aaron Brito's at short hitting sixth. Then Zach Arnold in third. Jordan Disson is catching batting eighth. And Kate Ferguson right field is batting ninth. Cornelio's first pitch is right down the middle. Fastball 90 miles an hour and a strike to Boyd. And the count, nothing in one. Boyd doubled on the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning yesterday when he was leading off. He had three hits in that ballgame last night. There's the 0-1 to Amari. Shows bunt, pulls back, takes it high and outside. And he's going to square more often than not when the third baseman is playing behind the bag as Glasser does. Or was there, he still is. With Boyd's speed, he has a little bit more, you know, room for error on a bunt. And he waves at a slider there from Cornelio. Swing and a miss. Count is 1-2. Boyd at an even 250. No home runs. 8 runs batted in. But did have a really nice game yesterday. Going 3 out of 4. 3 out of 5. 1-2. Grounded back toward the middle. Tough play for Pena. The second baseman behind the bag. Off balance. Throw back to first. Not in time. So Marion Boyd legs out an infield single. And the Blue Claws have the leadoff man on. Here at the bottom of the first inning. So now Tony was the one. Boyd's had a good series at the plate. He has not had a good series on the bases. He's been caught stealing 3 times, and last night he got picked off at first base. So we'll see. Greg Bronczynski did say that nothing that happens on the bases can really deter them from continuing to run. They do have Suggs behind the plate tonight and not Maxwell Romero, who threw out Boyd twice on Tuesday. And not going on this pitch. Crawford pushes a bunt beautifully up third. Tough play, Glasser. Bare hands off balance throw, not nearly in time. So back-to-back infield singles by Boyd and Crawford as Pressureville from Clearwater last summer returns to Shoretown. 2 on, nobody out for Otto Kemp. Crawford was at 304 before that base hit, by the way. And he is on at first with Boyd at second. And the Blue Claws have one of the fastest possible combos of base runners in the minors right now. So here's Kemp, right-handed batter at 302 with 8 RBIs. From Capistrano Beach, California, Otto Kemp, and he calls time. And in the hot-hitting Leandro Pineda, who's reached base in 11 straight plate appearances, is on deck for Jersey Shore. Here's the pitch, breaking ball high, and the count is 1-0, no strikes on Otto Kemp. So, Tony, the Blue Claws at least well-positioned here to make up for that messy top half of the first, in which they made two errors, leading to 200 runs, gave up three runs total. One ball, no strikes on Kemp. Here's the pitch, and that's high from Cornelio, 2-0. Riley Cornelio out of TCU in the high school in Colorado Springs, 2-3 in 5 games with a 4.79 ERA, 20 2/3 innings, 16 hits, 14 walks, and 18 strikeouts. Seventh round pick in 2022 by the Nationals. 2-0 inside, almost hit him. In fact, did it graze his helmet? His helmet fell off. And the count now 3 balls, no strikes. As you can tell by the crowd, Mike, the wind is blowing absolutely straight in from center field. And it's going to be as tough a night on hitters, I think, as we've had all season. 15-mile-an-hour winds at least. 3-0 on Kemp, Pineda on deck. Cornelio out of the stretch. The pitch is low for ball four. So after allowing 3 runs in the top of the first, the Blue Claws get an infield single, a bunt single, and a walk, and they have the bases loaded here in the bottom of the first inning with nobody out for first baseman Leandro Pineda. Pineda has reached base in 11 straight plate appearances, which includes 7 hits and 4 walks. First pitch, swing and a miss, changeup, nothing and one. He's up to 307 on the year, 3 homers, 15 RBIs. 10-game hitting streak, over which he's 17 for 37. One off of the season long by a Blue Claw, that was Justin Crawford's 11-game hitting streak. 0-1 on Pineda, and he takes low for a ball, it's 1-1. Crawford's hitting streak ended Saturday before this homestand began, April 27th. Blue Claws were in Aberdeen. Felix Reyes on deck. 3-0 Blue Rocks, but bases loaded. Nobody out for Jersey Shore. And the 1-1 pitch on the way inside. Backs Pineda off the plate, 2-1. So Cornelio walked Kemp, and now he's behind 2-1 on Pineda. No place to put him. Cornelio has thrown only 5 of his first 12 pitches for strikes. Set of the belt for the 2-1 of the lefty. Had a bouncer to the right side. We'll score a run. Pena Fields goes to second, close, and they got him. Very close. Wow. Kemp almost legged it out. Pineda safe at first as Boyd scores from third. Crawford goes to third. And the Blue Claws are on the board. They trail it 3-1. So fielder's choice 4-6. That was a bold play by Pena, who moved a little bit, Tony, to his left and spun back to get the out at second base. Pineda gets his team-leading 16th ribby of the season. He's at first. And that'll bring up the DH, Felix Reyes.
I thought base umpire Bobby Price just maybe double-clutched, I thought, on that call just a little bit.
So
very
first,
close at second.
Very close, yeah. First and third for Reyes, and the first pitch to him is in there for a strike. So Reyes' job here, get the ball in the air somewhere. Now, the wind blowing in, but at least you do have Crawford at third, who has tremendous speed. So that will offset, you know, the wind blowing straight in. But a ground ball could mean an inning-ending double play. And that one a little bit low, a breaking ball from Cornelio. And it's 1-1. Reyes has struggled a bit. He's at 207, a homer, 9 RBIs. 6 for his last 37. On deck is Aaron Brito, who homered last night. Pineda not really a threat to go. He leads off first. And the pitch is a hard ground ball left side. That's through. Out in the left field of basic. Crawford scores. Pineda goes to second. He'll stop there. It's an RBI single for Felix Reyes. And the Blue Claws now trail 3-2.
Well, Greg, as you said, right at 6 for 37. Really needed that. He's a potential big power bat RBI guy in the lineup. And Blue Claws are waiting for him to get hot. And here in this cool night, he delivers with an important run-scoring single. Blue Claws back to within a run here. This is only the bottom of the first inning with run out, with one out.
Yeah, there's still, that was the other thing. There's still only one out. And here's Eric Brito, who homered last night at 273 with 7 ribbies in the one blast, and he takes a strike on the outside corner. And the count 0-1. Took something off there at 84. So Pineda at second and Reyes at first. Blue Claws have three hits and a walk among the five to face Cornelio so far. 0-1, fouled away first base. So, a few guys standing up in the Blue Rocks bullpen, but I think that's just because they're freezing cold.
Yeah, exactly.
And not because they're getting ready to start throwing just yet. It'll be Zach Arnold next after Brito. Blue Claws down 3-2, bottom of the first. Cornelio from the stretch. Long hold. And the 0-2 pitch is a breaking ball skied high in the air to left field. Not deep. Wind will knock it down. White over toward the line. Has plenty of room and makes the catch for out number two. So Brito flies out two away. Here's Arnold out of the University of Houston. He's at 209 with a home run and seven runs batted in. He could use a hit too. Four for his last 32 at the plate. But at least, Tony, the Blue Claws have stabilized things.
Right, yeah.
Because they gave up three runs that they probably shouldn't have there in the top of the first. But now no worse than 3-2. Two on, two out, and Arnold takes that one in there for a strike. Looked like a slider, and it's 0-1. Right-handed batter is Zach. He's the only member of the 2023 draft class with the Blue Claws right now. He was the 14th round pick by Philadelphia. 0-1, the count on Arnold. Long hold, here's the pitch. And that is outside, 90-84 from Cornelio. And it's 1-1, just missing. Jordan Disson, the catcher, is on deck. So, Jersey Shore winners of eight in a row. That includes the first three games of this series. Down 3-2 here in the first. And that's low. Fastball misses downstairs. Two balls and one strike on Zach Arnold. Emerson Castellano threw 19 pitches the first inning for Jersey Shore. Cornelio is up to 22 now for Wilmington. And only 12 strikes. 2-1 count. Pitch is driven deep and foul down the first base line out of play. 2-2. So this inning started with an infield base hit by Amarian Boyd. Then Justin Crawford, a bunt single up third. Otto Kemp walked. Leandro Pineda grounded into a 4-6 fielder's choice to score the first run. Felix Reyes, an RBI single to score the second run. And then Eric Brito flew out to left field. 2-2 on Arnold. Long hold by the right-hander Cornelio. And he deals outside. Threw that ball with just 1 second left on the pitch clock, which is at 18 seconds with runners on base, 15 when nobody's on. 3-2, two out runners will go. Pineda and Felix Reyes. They're set and they go. The pitch is lined back toward the middle, but Pineda, the second baseman, there behind the bag to make the catch and retire Arnold and the Blue Claws here in the first. But Jersey Shore gets back in the game. Two runs on three hits. There were no errors and two men left on. We have played one inning, an eventful inning, Shoretown Ballpark. And it's 3-2 Wilmington here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Well, we go to the top half of the second inning. Jersey Shore and Wilmington, 3-2 Blue Rocks, who sent six men to the plate in the first inning off of Amerson Castellano. Got three runs, though only one was earned against the right-hander. 7-8-9 here, Philip Glasser, T.J. White, and Jonathan Thomas. So Castellano, high set, works only out of the stretch. And the first pitch is a strike. Castellano turned 23 years old yesterday, so we wish him a happy birthday, native of Maracaibo, Venezuela. Glasser, 5 out of 24, no home runs and one RBI. 10th round pick last year by the Nationals out of IU, Indiana University. And that one a little bit low, one ball and one strike on Philip Glasser. Now, Jersey Shore got to four games over 500 for the first time with their win yesterday at 17-13. They've been 8-5 to start the year, then lost 8 out of 9, and now they've won 8 in a row. Fastball outside. 2-1 on the left-handed hitting Philip Glasser. T.J. White is on deck for the Blue Rocks in their navy blue jerseys today. Blue Claws in their light blues. Their usual Friday uniform with the bucket crab hat. And the pitch is lifted foul down the third baseline out of play. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes on Glasser. So Boyd, Crawford, Fergus left to run to the outfield for Jersey Shore. Arnold at third, Brito at short, Kemp at second, Pineda at first. And Jordan Disson is doing the catching tonight for Jersey Shore. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The count is not registering on the video board or your MLB TV feed right now, but it is 2-2. And the pitch is outside, ball 3. And that runs the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Of course, most notable Philly they got out of Indiana University, where Glasser went.
Yep.
The great Mickey Morandini. Legendary Philly. Managed the Blue Claws for 2 years, 2012 and 2013. Now he's in the front office doing community work for the Phils. Grounder back toward the middle. Long run. Kemp backhand behind the bag. Slings it back to first. In time, he got him. What a play by Otto Kemp at second base. Had to go a long way to get that ball and then throw it back across his body and nips Glasser by a step.
Well, we talked to Greg Brzezinski before the ball game, the Blue Claws manager, how versatile Kemp is. He plays second, plays expertly at third, made his professional debut at first the other night, handled himself very well. Yeah.
In this series, and played very well there. But that was a great play at second, and that one is low to T.J. White, and the count 1 ball and no strikes. Tony, I think Kemp made arguably maybe the best, is that possible? Certainly one of the best defensive plays when you consider the stakes in Blue Claws history. That one fouled off third base side by White out of play, 1-1. And that was in the last game of the regular season last year. He was
right,
playing
sure,
third.
Yeah.
In the bottom of the 11th inning, the Blue Claws had a 1-run lead. But they had the ghost runner at second base. It was the leadoff batter in the inning. And a hard grounder in the hole at third. And Kemp made a tremendous fastball outside. 2-1 on T.J. White. Diving stop in the hole. Got up, threw the runner out at first, and held the tying run at third. And then Gabriel Cotto got out of the jam. And the Blue Claws ended up advancing to the postseason. 2-1. That's high ball 3. 3-1. White is hitting just 148 with a home run and 11 RBIs, and he's 3 for his last 30. Fifth round pick in 2021 from high school in Roebuck, South Carolina. 3-1 pitch is at the knee. It's called strike fastball. 95 miles an hour there from Amerson Castellano, with the count is 3-2. Wilmington 3, Jersey Shore 2. Blue Rocks batting at the top half of the second inning on a chilly, to say the least, Friday night at Shoretown Ballpark. And here's a hot shot to second. Kemp on a hop to his left. Nice play. Throws to first in time. 2 down. Good inning so far for Otto Kemp, but they all seem to be. And here's Jonathan Thomas, the center fielder.
Yeah, he's been a vacuum cleaner out there.
I mean, he looked like a veteran at first base when he played there the other day, and he'd never played there in a game before. But, you know, he's just trying to turn himself into that super utility player. Luglaus haven't needed him at short, but, you know, he might not be the, you know, he's not as quick as maybe Rincon or Brito or even Bergoglio. But he could play short in a pinch if you needed him to. Here's Thomas. That's a breaking ball over his head and back to the screen. One ball and no strikes. Thomas at 19th round pick in 2022 out of Texas Southern. This year with Wilmington, he's 10 for 53. That's 189. No home runs, 8 RBIs. A right-handed batter. Castellano looking for a 1-2-3 inning and a roller up third foul. And it's one ball and one strike. Thomas came out after batting in the top of the first inning, leading off the game on Wednesday, the day game. He never took the field in the bottom of the first. Not sure exactly what happened. Was not in the lineup yesterday either, but is back in there tonight. Here's the 1-1. That's inside a curveball. Two balls, one strike. Jersey Shore in the bottom of the second. We'll go with Jordan Disson, Cade Ferguson, and Marion Boyd, 8-9-1. Trailing 3-2, but again they trail 3-0 after five batters. 2-1 on Thomas, and Castellanos' fastball just missed, I guess, low at 94 miles an hour. Looked like a strike from here, and it was in the Hawkeye box. But called them all by Stone Glasser. So a 3-1 count on the ninth hitter, Thomas. Dangerous lefty on deck in Dalen Lyle. And that one fouled back over our heads and out of play. And the count remains full at 3-2.
Anytime a ball comes anywhere near the press box.
Right at us. It was, thankfully went high.
Heading for the floor.
Who hit the one the other night off your window?
Oh, my goodness. Who was it? Crawford.
It was Crawford. Yeah. On a bunt. On a bunt, yeah. 3-2 on Thomas. And Castellanos set at the chest out of the stretch. Long hold. Here's the pitch. Swinging a high pop left side of the infield. Arnold or Brito. Who's got it? Arnold is there on the grass. Now comes in on the dirt to make the grab and then retires the side. So nice and easy 1-2-3 inning for Aberson Castellano. We played an inning and a half, and it's 3-2 Wilmington here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Bottom of the second inning at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws down 3-2. It'll be Jordan Disson, Cade Ferguson, and then the top of the order, Andy Murray Boyd. For the Blue Claws, going for a ninth consecutive win here tonight. Won 8 in a row. It's the third time in club history they've won 8 in a row, matching the franchise record. And Disson can't check his swing. First pitch, strike, nothing and one. Jordan at 174, 2 homers, 12 ribbies. He's been slumping a bit, 3 for his last 35. But a catcher with some legit pop. But tonight, the wind blowing straight in from center if you're just joining us. Pitched by Riley Cornelio, breaking ball low. It's one ball and one strike now on Jordan Disson. Listen, at Malvern Prep, grew up a big Phillies fan. 1 year at University of Richmond, and then 1 year at Saddleback College in California. 1-1, and that one is a little low. And called the ball, 2 balls and 1 strike on Disson. Blue Claw scored 2 runs in the first inning on 3 hits. Base hit to left by Reyes after infield base hits by Marion Boyd and Justin Crawford. And that one is outside. Ball 3, fastball misses. So Cornelio is 1 pitch away from putting the leadoff batter on with a free pass here for Jersey Shore. But here's count here for Disson. He's generally an aggressive hitter. And Cornelio from TCU deals. That one was ball 4 that Disson swung at and pulls and fell. 3 balls and 2 strikes. And that one didn't even register on the zone on the Hawkeye dashboard. It was so far off the plate inside. So 3-2 here on Disson. Leading off in the second inning for the Blue Claws. The first place, by the way, Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Cornelio's payoff pitch is skied in the air to right field. Going back on it, Lyle, into the corner. Long run, way back there, reaching out and can't get it. It drops off his glove, Disson around second, and he's charging for third. The relay throw on a hop, the tag, he's out. Daylon Lyle to Kevin Mate to Philip Glasser. And that'll be a double for Disson, and he's out trying to stretch it to 3. I didn't think they had a chance of getting him. It took two perfect throws by Lyle and Mate, and Glasser tags him out. So that'll be a double for Disson, and the 4th Blue Claws hit of the game, but he's out at 3rd. Here's Cade Fergus, and that one is inside, and the count 1 ball and no strikes. I know they say you don't want to make the first out of the inning at third base or the last out. And I know Jordan's, you know, a catcher, but I don't blame him. I mean, that ball popped off of Lyle Smith way back in the corner. Fastball is in there for a strike. That's about as far as you have to go on relay throws, you know, from the right field foul pole all the way across to third base. And they still barely got him. And it took two great throws, not just accurate throws, but throws with some zip on it. Fergus swings and misses. It's 0-2. Cade last night had a home run, his 3rd of the season. Blue Claws had a pair of 2-run shots, one in the third by, or rather, one in the 2nd inning by Brito, and then one in the 3rd inning by Cade Fergus. Moves up now. 1 ball, 2 strikes from Riley Cornelio. And that pitch in the dirt, 4 ball. And the count is 2-2. Leadoff man for the Blue Claws is Marion Boyd. He's on deck. Lights are on, beginning to take effect. Overcast skies here in Lakewood. Rain most of the day, but an on-time start. And the 2-2 pitch, outside, ball 3. If Fergus gets on, he is definitely a threat to steal. 7 stolen bases so far on the season. 2nd on the team to Crawford, who has 11. 3-ball, 2-strike count on Crawford out of George Washington University. And the pitch is a bouncer softly foul up 3rd. The count remains full at 3-2. Tomorrow, 4:05 start. And we'll be on the air at 3:50. Braden Fosnott for the Blue Claws. Rodney Theophile on the mound. On the mound for Wilmington. And then Starlin Castillo Sunday at 1:05 against Brian Caceres. 3-2 pitch. Lined sharply in the left field. Base hit. Cade Fergus smashes that one at 107 miles an hour off the bat. And the 2nd straight hit for Jersey Shore, but they're stuck with just a runner at 1st and 1 out. And that'll bring up Imarian Boyd, the left fielder. That was middle-middle on that fastball. And Crawford was all over it. So Tony Boyd squared to bunt in his at-bat in the 1st inning. They had Glasser playing well behind the bag, and then that brought him in a bit. We'll see what happens here. Not even a runner at 1st. I think obviously he's not going to sacrifice. But he does bring Glasser in a bit. He's even with the bag in 3rd. And Bossier holds on Fergus. A threat to run at 1st. Fergus not going. Pitch to Boyd. Swing and a miss. And the count nothing in 1. Boyd is an aggressive hitter. Last night in his 1st 4 at-bats, he saw a total of 5 pitches. And then he had a lengthy 5-pitch at-bat in the 8th inning, but picked up an RBI single, which was his 3rd hit of the game. 1-1. There goes Fergus. Big jump. Swing and a miss. Throw to second on target. The tag. He is out. Fergus thought he got his hand in there, but he's punched out by the base umpire, Bobby Price, and there are two away. Tell you what, Blue Claws have had no luck on the bases at all in this series. And that time, Fergus is thrown out. Jersey Shore is still third in the league in steals, but they are yet to steal a base in this series. Now 0-5. And they've also had two runners picked off. That's the first time this year Fergus has been caught stealing. Two away. And the 0-2 to Boyd is a slow dribbler right of the mound. Tough play picked up by the pitcher. And Cornelio's throw to first is in time. Gets Boyd 1-3 on the putout, and that retires the side. No runs. Blue Claws have no runs on two hits in that inning, but nothing to show for those two. No errors and nobody left. We have played 2-3-2 Wilmington on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team, and now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Hear that? That's...
So we go to the top half of the third. Wilmington 3 and the Blue Claws 2. Top of the order for the Blue Rocks against Averson Castellano. Tony, we're talking between innings. That was a very bizarre inning for Jersey Shore. They had a double and a single and two out and nobody on. When Boyd grounded out to win the inning. But this is now trying to stretch his double to three. And Fergus had singled and got caught stealing. Swing and a miss by Dalen Lyle, a fastball at 93 miles an hour. And the count is nothing and one. Lyle doubled his first time. A little flare to shallow left that Boyd couldn't catch. And it squirted behind him. Two base hit. Castellano works only from the stretch. And that pitch is a little low, a sinker for ball one. 1-1. Temperature right around 50 degrees, high 40s. And the wind blowing straight in from center. Hopefully tomorrow things shift a little bit. It's supposed to be warmer and a nice day. 4:05 start. And the 1-1 is grounded back up the middle by Lyle at a base hit. So, Dalen Lyle is 2-for-2. And Wilmington has the leadoff man on here with the third with a 3-2 lead. Tomorrow is Buster's birthday and Touch Some Trucks Day. So there'll be trucks and vehicles all over the stadium for kids to explore. And then Sunday is Mother's Day with a 1:05 start.
You can't drive the trucks. You can just touch them.
We can't have 7-year-olds driving construction vehicles. Here's Viandel Pena. And here's a bouncer off first. Kept to his left field. He has one play. It's at first. And he throws out Pena. Lyle advances to second. And that's the first out here in the third. But it's actually really cool. They'll have, you know, police vehicles, other first responder vehicles, construction vehicles. I think there's like a... They usually bring out a one of those historic, like, tour buses that'll park in front of the stadium so you can kind of bounce around. It's a really fun day for the kids. Here's Kevin Mata, who singled in the first inning. And came around to score. Runner at second and one out. Wilmington 3, Jersey Shore 2, top of the third. And here's a bouncer down third by Mate that goes foul. And the count is nothing and one. But tomorrow's supposed to be 60 degrees, and wind is, Tony, what, out of east, out of the east and northeast. So I guess that means it's blowing in again, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So much for that. 0-1 on Mate, breaking ball high, and inside it's one ball and one strike.
Nonetheless, it'll make tonight feel like, tomorrow will make it tonight feel like maybe in Florida somewhere.
Luklaus will be on the road for 2 weeks after this weekend, capping a two-week homestand Sunday. They'll go to Hudson Valley first and then Aberdeen. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball, just missed. And it's two balls, one strike. Hudson Valley is one team in the North they haven't seen yet. They haven't seen Greensboro either. But they've already played 9 games against Aberdeen. Won 2 out of 3 here and then lost 5 out of 6 down there a couple of weeks ago. 2-1, the count. Castellanos spins the runner back to second. So looking at the standings in the SAL North, Blue Claws in first place. And look, it's always nice to be in first place. You'd rather be in first than last, of course, but it's still super early. It's just cool that the Blue Claws were in last place a week ago.
Yes.
Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss, a fastball. And the count 2-2. So after the game last Friday, Jersey Shore was in sixth place of six and 3 games out behind Greensboro. And they've won 5 in a row, the Blue Claws have. Obviously, they've won 8 in a row, but 5 in a row since last Friday. And have gone from last to solo first, a half game ahead of Greensboro entering action tonight. 2-2 on Kevin Mate. And the pitch is a hard grounder to third. Right there, Arnold looks the runner back to second and throws the first in time. Well done by Arnold. And Lyle has to stay put at second base. So 2 men away for Brandon Bossier, the first baseman. Now, being in first place means really nothing when all 6 teams in the division are over 500 and within a game and a half of first. So just as quickly as the Blue Claws went from last to first, you know, you lose a couple of games in a row and you can easily go from first to last. So the point is there's a long, long way to go. Sunday's the midpoint of the first half, game 33 of 66. Here's Bossier, and the first pitch, a breaking ball strike. Those that don't know, the first half winner from the North will play the second half winner from the North in a best-of-3 series, and then you have the same thing, South versus South, and then the winners will play a best-of-3 series to decide the title. No balls, one strike on Bossier, and another breaking ball that's in there called strike. It's 0-2.
And if the first half winner repeats,
then they use the second place team in the second half. They used to do the next best overall record, but I believe they changed that for whatever the reason. 0-2 on Bossier. That's way out, so. And it's one ball and two strikes. But honestly, nowadays, I feel like it's harder now in the condensed season, the condensed leagues to repeat because there's more player movement than I think there's ever been before. 1-2 on Bossier. Breaking ball, grounded the second, kept to his right, backhands it nicely, gets to his feet, throws to first in time, and the inning is over. Nice work by Castellano, pitching around the leadoff single. No runs, one hit, and one left. Go to the bottom of the third, 3-2, Wilmington on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/children's-health. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
So we go to the bottom half of the third inning at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws down 3-2. Well, they were down 3-0, five batters into the game. It'll be Crawford, Kemp, and Pineda. 2-3-4 for Jersey Shore against Riley Cornelio here in the second. Cornelio gave him a couple of hard-hit balls in that, or in the third, rather. Cornelio gave him a few hard-hit balls in the second inning. Here's Crawford, and he swings the first pitch and pops it up foul at him. Play nothing and one. Jordan Disson doubled on the right field line, but was thrown out trying to stretch it into three. It just popped off the mitt of Lyle, the right fielder, and then he made a strike, throw to the shortstop, Mate, who threw to the third baseman, Glasser, to just get Disson. Then Kate Fergus had a 107-mile-an-hour single. Crawford, hard ground ball, right side, that's through. And another base hit for Justin Crawford, who is 2-for-2. And he's at first with nobody out for Otto Kemp. But then Crawford got caught stealing. So Blue Claws now already have six hits, Tony. They've only sent 11 men to the plate against Riley Cornelio. And here's Otto Kemp. Now, what happens on the bases? Because, as we talked about before, this has been kind of a mess of a series on the bases for Jersey Shore. They're 0-for-5 as a team stealing bases. Crawford got thrown out once earlier in the week. He's 11-for-14 on the season. Decent lead, though, and the first pitch to Kemp is outside. It's one ball, no strikes. Blue Claws are third in the league at 47 stolen bases on the year. They do not have one yet in this series, which is now in game four. And it's their longest drought, stolen base drought of the season. That fastball down and outside, 2-0. Suggs, the catcher here, has thrown out two runners, and the other catcher, Maxwell Romero, who caught Tuesday and Thursday, has thrown out three. Suggs threw Kate Fergus out, stealing back in the bottom of the second. Big hole on the right side for Kemp. 2-0 count. They throw to first, and Crawford dives back in. Orlando Munoz coaching at first base for Jersey Shore. Greg Brodzinski, the manager, as usual, coaching at third. Blue Claws down 3-2, bottom of the third. They have Crawford leading off at first. He looks like he might go. He doesn't. And Kemp fouls one off a grounder up third. And the count is 2 balls and 1 strike.
Got to give credit to the Blue Rocks defense. They've really curtailed the Blue Claws running game. I've made some of the plays defensively. They've cut down runners trying to take extra bases.
And not just catchers. The pitchers have been quick to the plate, which really helps. Crawford bluffs. Kemp fouls at bank. Last year, Justin stole 47 bases. He was 40 out of 47 with Clearwater and then 7-for-8 with the Blue Claws. He has 68 stolen bases in 126 career minor league games. He's been caught just 15 times. Better than 80%. 2-2 on Kemp now. And here it comes. That's in the dirt. It gets right by Suggs. Back to the screen. Crawford goes to second. Turns there. Holds on. And it'll be a wild pitch to advance Crawford. So don't have to worry about stealing second now. And it's 3-2 on Kemp. Pineda, who's on deck, had reached base in 11 straight plate appearances before grounding out his first time up. But did pick up his team-leading 16th run, batted in on that ground out. Kemp at a point, Loma Nazarene, right-handed batter. And a 3-2 is high, ball four. So two on, nobody out for Jersey Shore. So, Tony, the Blue Claws have sent seven men to the plate. I'm sorry, they've sent 12 men to the plate. They have six hits, and they've drawn two walks. And, yeah, I guess you could say they only have the two runs. Obviously, big threat here, two on, nobody out for Pineda. Who has hit safely in 10 straight games, over which he was 17 for 37 coming into the night. 0-for-1 here, and the lefty awaits the first pitch. It's inside for ball one from Riley Cornelio, and it's one ball and no strikes. Cornelio is up to 50 pitches now. He's only thrown 28 strikes. Felix Reyes with an RBI single. His first time is on deck. Pineda lefty with an open stance. Here's the 1-0. Swinging. Skies it foul down third out of play. And it's one ball, one strike on Leandro Pineda.
You wouldn't think the Blue Claws would attempt a double steal here. However, if Pineda does not advance the runners with the right hand hitting Reyes up next, Pineda left hand batter, then it might be more probable.
A lot of room at right center for Pineda. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. And it's one ball, two strikes. Pineda hit just under 300 in the second half last year after he hit in the 190s in the first half last year. And the Pineda we're seeing over the last couple of weeks has really looked like that second half Pineda last year and made some real nice strides. And it takes that one in the dirt. That one gets by Suggs, too. Back to the screen. The runners move up. Crawford goes to third. Kemp goes to second. Another wild pitch. And Jersey Shore has runners at second and third now, still with nobody out. And now a base hit could give them their first lead of the game. Count is 2-2 on Pineda, who is a few weeks shy of his 22nd birthday, June 4th. And Wilmington brings the infield in. So second and third for the Blue Claws here with nobody out. 2-2, here it is. And a high fly ball into shallow center. Thomas over towards left center. Crawford tags it third. Thomas makes the catch. Here comes Crawford. Throw to the plate on a hop. And Suggs can't field it cleanly. Crawford slides it safely. It squirts a few feet away. Kemp stays at third. And this game is tied at three. Well, I'll tell you what. That was a good throw, Tony, by Thomas in center. And if Suggs had picked it, they had him.
They did.
But he couldn't quite hold it. So Crawford scores on the sack fly. Pineda gets his second RBI of the game, his 17th of the season, and we are tied at three. Still only one out.
The way that Wilmington has played defense in this series, you almost expected them to make that play. And as you said, they would have had him if Suggs had held on to the ball.
So now Reyes going to give the Blue Claws the lead. Infield is in, and he chases a slider outside. It's one ball, no balls, one strike. Averson Castellanos throwing 50 pitches over his first three innings. We'll come back out for the top half of the fourth inning. Wind blowing straight in from center on a chilly Friday night. 1-0 on Reyes. Here's the pitch, and he fouls it back up here. That one will head off the second deck facade and bounce down to the seats below. Felix had an RBI single in the first inning, a base hit to left field, in which he drove in his 10th run of the year. The Bonnie Dominican Republic native is Reyes. 1-1 on Felix. And the pitch is a bouncer up the middle. Runner holds. The shortstop, Monte, fields it and throws Reyes out, two down. So Mario Lisson brought the infield in, and it pays off there, two away. And now the inning rests on the mat of Eric Brito. Eric, right-handed batter from Ciudad, Guyana, and Venezuela. He will turn 22 years old coming up in a few weeks as well, May 25th. Now, obviously, with two out, the infield will back up. And the pitch is popped up, foul first base side. And that is out of play. Count nothing and one on Brito. On deck is Zach Arnold. Blue Claws, 3 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. Wilmington, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. And the pitch dribbled foul behind the plate, and the count is 0-2 on Brito. So 0-2 the count here on Brito. And time called. Fire pits all on in left field. Tony, need him tonight? I don't know if that's enough, though.
Could we use one in here?
Here's the 0-2 pitch coming to Brito, and it's a fastball upstairs at 89 miles an hour, and the count is 1-2. Jersey Shore has left 2 men on base, but they had 2 men thrown out on the bases in the second. 1-2 count. And Brito lines one up the middle, coming on. Thomas can't get it. Base hit. It's another hit for Eric Brito. This one, a line drive single to center. It brings home Kemp from third and gives the Blue Claws a 4-3 lead.
Well, Greg, ever since that 0-7 start to the season, Eric Brito has really warmed up. Since then, he's batted 312 coming into tonight, during which he is 1-2 and has just knocked in a key run here and has given Jersey Shore the lead.
And he had, of course, the home run yesterday and a couple of hits in that ball game too. And obviously not a guy that was known for his bat coming into the season, but he is having his best season at the plate in 2024. And he's up close to 280 now after that base hit right there. Actually, he had 281 after that RBI base hit for Brito. So it's been a really nice start to his season. Good to see. And the Blue Claws have their first lead of the game at 4-3. Maybe he will have more luck on the bases than everybody else. He's 4-4 on the season. And we'll see if they put him in motion with two out and Zach Arnold at the plate. And that, Tony, I think, was an important hit just kind of for the psyche of the Blue Claws, because if they only got the one run there with second and third, nobody out, that would have felt like a loss. Arnold swings at the first pitch and fouls it back into the screen. Don't you think that would have been a disappointing inning for sure?
Blue Claws, even though they've won the first three games in this series, have had a couple of those innings where they've scored, but you'd think they would have added on.
I shouldn't have said psyche, but it would have been kind of a frustrating inning.
Yeah.
They only get the one. But they got the two. Brito bluffs, and Arnold tries to check a swing. He does. And the count is 1-1 on Arnold out of the University of Houston. He lined out to second base his first time with runners at first and second. So Jersey Shore was down 3-0. They now have a 4-3 lead here in the bottom half of the third. Looking for a club record 9th straight win. Here's the 1-1, and that's outside for a ball. And the count 2-1. It'll be Everson Castellano for Jersey Shore when we go to the top of the fourth inning. He settled in after a bit of a bumpy first, although a lot of the bumpiness in the first was because of the defense behind him and not him. Runner goes, pitches chopped towards second. Pena's there, nearly tagged out the sliding Brito. Instead, he throws out Arnold at first, and the side is retired. But Jersey Shore takes the lead. They score two times. They do so on two hits and a walk. There were no errors and one left. We have played 4-3. Blue Claws on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Eric Brito puts the Blue Claws ahead 4-3 on that RBI single. We go to the fourth, and here's Tony.
All right, Greg. Iverson Castellano is set to go. Through three innings, he has thrown 58 pitches, 32 for strikes. Blue Claws lead it 4-3 as we go to the top of the fourth. Castellano set to face 5, 6, and 7. Matt Suggs to lead it off. And it's righty on righty, and it's low and away for a ball 1-0. Suggs base hit his first time up. Suggs out of UNC Wilmington. Uh, And the pitch home is on the inside corner. One ball and one strike. So Suggs goes to UNC Wilmington in North Carolina. And playing now for the Wilmington Blue Rocks in Delaware. One ball, one strike on Suggs. The pitch to the plate, swing and a miss. One and two. Suggs, 296, a homer, and seven runs batted in. Been a pro since 2022, 23 years old, is Suggs. Matt is 5'9", 195 pounds. Went to his hometown school. He is from Wilmington, North Carolina. And the 1-2, slider called, third strike. And Suggs is out. That's the first strikeout for Castellano. Strikeouts brought to you by Manhattan Bagel. The best days begin at Manhattan Bagel. Stop by for bagels made from the store every day. The traditional New York way with love. So Suggs is out. Here is Will Frizzell, the designated hitter. From the left side, takes inside. It's one ball and no strikes on Frizzell. Frizzell grounded out his first time up. The bat is his calling card. He is listed as a designated hitter. You don't see that too often on minor league rosters. And the count now 2-0 as that one from Castellano sails outside. He had three hits on the season before last night and then collected three hits, so he's 6-for-44. Texas A&M product. And that one is way outside, and it's three balls and no strikes on Frizzell. One out, nobody on top of the fourth. Blue Claws have come from three down to take a 4-3 lead. The 3-0 is on the knees. It's 3-1. Frizzell in 4 years at Texas A&M hit 30 home runs, 19 in his final year. And the 3-1 to the DH is inside for a ball. And he walked it. So Frizzell, the tying run, goes to first with one out here in the top of the fourth. And brings up Philip Glasser, the former Hoosier, is at the plate. Left-hand hitter from Indiana University. Swings and sends a foul down the left side. Glasser, a 10th round pick out of IU in 2023, played 3 years at Youngstown State, and then two more to finish up at Indiana. The stretch and the 0-1 is leather high for a strike, and it's nothing and two. So in his final year at Indiana, he was an all Big Ten second teamer. He was a shortstop. Here's the pitch outside. It's one ball and two strikes. Eighth round pick in 2021, as you were. 10th round pick in 2023. Member of last year's draft class. Here he is in IA. One ball, two strikes on Glasser. The check of the runner. And the delivery is a check swing. Did he go? No, says base umpire Bobby Price. And the count is even to two balls and two strikes. Last year, Glasser in college, 19th in the nation in base hits with 95. He's awaiting the 2-2 from Castellano. Swings and lines at the left field. Here comes Boyd racing toward the line. Makes the backhand running catch for the second out. And the runner Frizzell returns to first. Nice play by Boyd. pretty much had it all the way. And that's two gone. Mizell holds it first. And the hitter is T.J. White. Batting from the left side. Takes wide for a ball. One ball and no strikes. The runner at first in Frizzell has one steal this year. He does have 22 in his career. As you were, he has two in his career. Added an extra deuce there that is not necessary. Swinging a high fly ball to center. Crawford racing in. It's shallow and he can't get it. It drops in for a base hit. And Frizzell stops at second. Thought that ball might carry further than it did. The wind knocked it down in a hurry, and Crawford, despite his speed, could not get there. So runners at first and second with two out brings up the number nine hitter in Jonathan Thomas. Thomas out of Texas A&M. Played 3 years at Houston before he finished up at Texas A&M, a 19th round pick in 2022. Hitting at 165, the pitch to him is on the inside corner. It's nothing and one. Thomas is 10-for-54 on the season. Right-hand hitter. First and second, two outs, top of the fourth. Castellano deals. Swinging a bouncing foul down the third baseline, and Castellano jumps ahead. It's no balls and two strikes on Jonathan Thomas. In his final collegiate season, 345, and stole 62 bases, which led the NCAA. The ninth place hitter here in this lineup. 0-2 on Thomas. And the pitch, swing a little dribbler out toward the mound. It's grabbed easily by Castellano, who lobs underhand to first, and that retires the side. So no damage in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, two left. Bottom of the fourth, Blue Claws out in front, 4-3 on MLB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
We go to the bottom of the fourth here in Lakewood, New Jersey. And the Blue Claws out in front, 4-3, bidding for their ninth consecutive victory. They trailed in this one early, 3-0. And now they're in front. Jordan Disson, Cade Fergus, and Marion Boyd, 8-9-1. And Disson faces a new hurler on the mound, Marlon Perez, a 24-year-old left-hander from Havana, Cuba, takes over here in the bottom of the fourth. And Disson takes one low and in, and it's two balls and no strikes. Perez in his third professional season, 1-0 with a high ERA of 8.03. And the 2-0 is on the outside corner. Batting average against him, 231. and he has given up. Hold on, the pitch is on the outside corner again, 2-2. Batting average against him this year is .321. Given up 3 home runs in 12 and a third innings.
Most of the damage against him came in one game. He gave up 5 runs in an inning and 2/3 against Hudson Valley back on April 30th. But at one point had allowed runs in.
2-2 pitch, fouled away.
6 straight appearances, which is not great from a reliever.
No. He's 5'10", 180 pounds. Again to Disson. Misses ball 3-3-2. Blue Claws 4 runs, 7 hits, 2 errors. Wilmington 3 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. Bottom of the 4th inning. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Disson takes inside ball 4. Another walk issued to Jersey Shore hitters. Walks brought to you by P.C. Richard and Son for appliances, electronics, mattresses. Go to P.C. Richard and Son, company you can count on since 1909.
So Riley Cornelio, the Wilmington starter, went 3 innings, allowed 4 runs, all earned on 7 hits, 2 walks, and no strikeouts. Frankly,
Kate Fergus shows bunt takes low.
And considering he gave up 9 base runners, Tony, in 3 innings, he was fortunate to only allow the 4 runs. But the Blue Claws ran into a couple of outs there in the second.
Disson takes the lead at first. Swing and a miss by Fergus. He singled back in the second, was caught stealing. Disson, in his pirate bat, had doubled a deep right and was thrown out trying to stretch it into a triple in the second inning. And the pitch is high. Luklaus had consecutive hits in that inning and wound up leaving nobody on. Disson thrown out trying to stretch that double into a triple, and Fergus singled and was thrown out attempting to steal. Here's Cade with a count of 2-1. The pitch swung on, lashed into left center field. That's a base hit. Disson will head for third. Fergus heading for second. The throw is toward third, and everybody moves up. Disson to third and Fergus to his second. Let's see how they'll score that.
Single.
A base hit and the second on the throw.
Another play, though, by the left fielders in this game. Luplas did not do this properly in the first inning. And White there, too. He's moving towards left center field. White is. There's no way he's going to be able to spin and throw Disson out at third base, and in throwing the third, they just hand second base to Fergus.
And Marion Boyd takes outside 1-0. So Disson at third, and Fergus advancing to second on the throw to third. Infield comes in now for Wilmington, way outside with a fastball. It's 2 balls and no strikes on Boyd, who has singled and bounced to the mound. Infield up all the way around for Wilmington. The 2-0. Boyd takes low. Ball 3, 3-0. And now the catcher, Suggs, walks out to have a little chat here with Perez.
Reading was rained out. They were hosting Hartford tonight at First Energy Stadium in Reading. And then Lehigh Valley still in a rain delay. Mick Abel's supposed to pitch for them tonight. They are trying to wait it out against Syracuse up in Allentown tonight. And then the Phillies are in Florida, in Miami. They have a 2-0 lead in the third inning for Ranger Suarez. And Clearwater is not playing tonight.
Count of 3-0 on a Marion Boyd. Blue Claws looking to widen the lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Boyd the leadoff hitter tonight. The stretch by Perez, the lefty, 3-0. Outside, bases are loaded. Now Blue Claws with a great opportunity now to maybe bust this thing open. Justin Crawford, this will be a lefty-on-lefty matchup. Justin 2-for-2 tonight. He bunted safely for a base hit and then ripped a single to right his last time up. So Disson at third, Fergus at second. And the speedy and Marion Boyd at first, and the pitching coach for Wilmington, Mark DeFelice. Delwyn Young is the hitting coach. Mark DeFelice out to have a word with Perez. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Blue Claws Baseball brought to you by Camping World. Get ready for camping season. You wouldn't know it tonight, but it is coming. Camping World of Lakewood. Great deals on a wide assortment. America's top RV network, Camping World on Route 9 in Lakewood. Or go to campingworld.com. They said you may not want to be camping outside tonight. Just a thought. So here is Crawford. Bases loaded. Nobody out. The infield in. The pitch. She takes low for a ball. And it's 1-0 on Justin. Has the average at 319. Two homers, 11 runs batted in. 2-for-2 tonight. Takes low. Good patience here by Crawford, who has shown that he can be an aggressive hitter. Let's see what he does here. Head on the count, 2-0. Disson, Fergus, Boyd, the base runners. Swinging a hard ground foul down the first base line. And the count is 2-1 on Crawford. The runners were off, and they return to their respective bases here. Blue Claws leading at 4-3, bases loaded. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The stretch, the 2-1, swing and a miss to the breaking ball. It's two balls and two strikes
that
on Crawford.
That, I think, was the best pitch thrown by Harris so far.
2-2 on Justin. The stretch by Perez. The 2-2 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. Medium right field. Lyle getting under it. Runner at third. Disson is tagging, and he's heading for the plate. He will score on the sacrifice fly. The throw is cut off. And the Blue Claws lead it 5-3.
Yeah, Lyle made a smart play.
Yes.
It was a little too deep to take a legit shot at Disson. So they threw to third to keep Fergus at second base. So now he can't score on an out. And that's the first out of the inning. But the Blue Claws will take it, and they double the lead.
5-3 now, Jersey Shore. Fergus at second. Boyd at first. They could try to advance here and be aggressive. The pitch is low and outside to Otto Kemp. Kept at 302, no homers, 8 runs batted in.
Yeah, they could, but I think with Perez walking, 2 of the 4 batters.
Swinging a hard line drive, base hit down the left field line. Rounding third and scoring is a lead runner. Here comes Boyd flying around third. He's heading home. The ball lodged in the corner. So coming all the way around to score is Kemp, but they're probably going to wave him back.
Well, we'll see. Bobby Price, the base umpire, is going out to look, and I guess he's going to determine how wedged in is the ball out there, and that will make it a home run or a double. Mario, listen, the Wilmington manager is going to come out of the dugout and look, too. He's still behind the bag at third, and what do they got? They blow it dead. So it'll be a double for Kemp. And Boyd will have to go back to third. And Fergus does score to make it 6-3.
Now, Greg Brodzinski just chatting a wee bit with home plate umpire Shane Garver. But this sort of a conversation, not really protesting. Second and third now with one away. A run in. And here's Leandro Pineda. Looking to extend his 10-game hitting streak. He's grounded out, knocked in a run, hit a sacrifice fly. Second and third. 5-3, Jersey Shore, one out. The pitch is a slider across for a strike. It's nothing and one. Boyd at third. And Kemp at second. One out, 6-3, Jersey Shore. Pineda pops it up on the left side. Shortstop peeling out into left field near the line. Reaches out, drops the ball. It's a fair ball. Racing home is Boyd, heading for third. Is Kemp. All the way down to second goes Pineda. on what will be an error all the way, a two-base error. The shortstop, Mate, went way out down the left field line, just inside the chalk, and I guess he thought he had the best play on it with White coming on from left field, and Mate could not make the play. And the Blue Claws add yet another run, and they now lead it 7-3.
And that will do it for Marlon Perez. Here comes Mario Lisson. And they're going to the bullpen.
Now, hard to believe Blue Claws trailed at one point. What, five batters into the game?
Five batters into the game, 3-0, yeah.
And now they lead 7-3, so this will be the third pitcher of the night, the second pitcher of the inning for the Blue Rocks. And play resumes. You'll have Pineda at second. I'm sorry, Pineda at third. Now Pineda at second. Kemp at third. We have a new arm in the game for Wilmington, a right-hander. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch. Pay bills from the train. I love that. Transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. Coming up in the sixth inning, we'll have the out-of-town scoreboard for you. It's brought to you by Insurance Office of America. IOA insures business in our area for property, general liability, business. Here's auto workers' compensation and employee benefits. For personal service, call and ask for Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900. Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900.
Miguel Gomez is the new pitcher. He has pitched twice for Fredericksburg and three times for Wilmington this year, with Wilmington one run in four and a third innings, three walks and six strikeouts. Last year, mostly with Fredericksburg, their low-A team rate is 6.10 ERA, a 22-year-old right-hander from Panama City, Panama.
Gomez works on Felix Reyes with the infield in, and a big swing, no contact by Felix. It's nothing and one. This is just the bottom of the fourth inning. Blue Claws have added three runs here. They now lead it 7-3. Runners at second and third, infield in again. Here's the pitch. Reyes rips a foul down the left field line. And the count is nothing and two on Felix, who singled home a run in the first inning and grounded a short. Felix not been able to shake an early season slump. He is now 7-for-39, including that base hit. That's 7-for-his-last-39. Hitting it 213 overall, a homer, 10 runs batted in. Swing and a miss, and Felix goes down on strikes.
By the way, Aberson Castellano will stay on for the top of the fifth, but it is quiet in the Blue Claws bullpen.
So with two outs, here's Eric Brito, who has flown out and singled home a run last inning. That was the third. Second and third, two away. The pitch is low from the right-hander, and it's one ball and no strikes. Kemp is at third. Pineda is at second. Two outs. Infield returns to normal depth. Outfield straight away. Brito takes a breaking ball. That's a beauty. And it's one ball and one strike on Eric. Up to 281 now with the home run last night. And today knocked in his eighth run of the season. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Fastball inside. It's two balls and one strike. Blue Claws have scored three times in this inning. On two hits, it was a two-base error, a walk, the stretch, the pitch to Brito. Takes low, and it's 3-1. Kemp, runner at third, Pineda at second, two outs. Blue Claws lead it 7-3 here in the fourth. The pitch on the outside corner. Brito thought he had a walk. And the count is full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. If Brito keeps the inning alive, Zach Arnold would be next. Now Eric calls time and steps out. 21-year-old, has been a pro since 2019. The stretch, the pitch. Swing, foul, straight back, and the count holds it. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Eric. Signed as an amateur free agent back in 2018. He's from Venezuela. 3-2 on Brito. The runners edge out at second and third, 2 away. The stretch. Here's the pitch. Takes inside, and the bases are loaded again. Well, you look around, the Blue Claws have had runners all night. Now the bases are loaded with 2 away, and the ninth batter to come to the plate here in the fourth inning, and Zach Arnold. There was popped out and grounded out.
Blue Claws have drawn 5 walks, and they have 9 hits already, so 14 base runners in 3 2/3 innings.
Here's Zach getting a 203, a home run, and 7 runs batted in for the University of Houston product. Here's the pitch. He swings and punches one on a roll to second. It's charged, the flip to first in time, and that retires the side as Pena flips to Bossier, and that brings the inning to a close. But the Blue Claws add 3 more runs. They do it with 2 hits, a couple of walks. There was an error, and they leave them loaded. We go to the fifth in Shoretown. It's 7-3 Blue Claws on MILB TV, Valley Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Jamberisi, I'm Tony Graham. Welcome back to Lakewood, New Jersey, where Jersey Shore is gunning for its 10th consecutive victory tonight. That would be a franchise record, and it leads 7-3 as Wilmington bats in the top of the fifth inning. Iverson Castellano gets set to go to work on Thalen Lyle, the Nationals' number 7 prospect, who is doubled twice tonight. Left-hand hitter. 283, a homer, and 10 runs batted in for Lyle. Fine-looking prospect. Take the call and strike. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. If Castellano can make it here through the fifth inning with the lead, he will be in line for his first victory of the year. And the right-hander deals. Swinging a fly ball, hit pretty well to left field. Back is Boyd. He has room near the track. Makes the play. 1 away. Lyle always a good guy to get out of there to lead off an inning. Here is Viando Pena. 233, no homers, 8 runs batted in for Pena. A pro since 2018. 23 years old is Pena. who is safe on a sacrifice error and grounded out. He's a switch hitter batting from the left side. He takes a called strike. It's nothing and one on Pena. The Venezuelan right-hander Castellano kicks and throws. That's low for a ball. It's one ball and one strike. One out, nobody on top of the fifth. Jersey Shore 7 and Wilmington 3. Castellano, if he can do it, would get his first victory this season and would even up his overall professional mark at 7-7. Here's the pitch. Swinging a bounding ball toward the middle, but there's Rito over to vacuum it up and make the play, and that's two down. So one out for Castellano to be in line for that victory. Castellano had a winning season last year with Clearwater in the Florida State League, 3-2, 5.08 ERA. Got one win with Clearwater in 17 games, about half as a starter in 2022, and went 2-1 in 16 games in the Dominican Summer League in 2021. Kevin Made is the two-out batter with a count of no balls and one strike in the top of the fifth inning. Castellano, 6'3", deals. Here's a broken back, Scribber to first. Pineda gobbles it up, makes the flip in time, just barely, to Castellano, and that retires the side. So Ibris in line for the victory. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Jersey Shore up 7-3 on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Jordan Disson set to lead it off here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jersey Shore out in front by a score of 7-3. And Jordan swings and chops it to short. Made has it, takes a step, throws, one pitch, one swing, and one away. Disson is retired. He had double, walked, and now grounded out. That double, he was thrown out trying to stretch it into a triple. That was back in the second inning. Here's Cade Fergus, who is 2-for-2 tonight. Two singles. And Fergus takes outside. It's 1-0 on Fergus. Cade, 255, three homers and six runs batted in. Fastball strike. And the count is one ball and one strike. Fergus batting from the right side. And the count now is 2-1. This is Gomez in the ball game. Third pitcher of the night. Here's a well-hit ball, pretty deep to left. White going back toward the corner, has room in front of the track, makes the play. Fergus, who homered last night, gave that one a long ride, but he's retired for out number two here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Miguel Gomez, 22-year-old right-hander, 6'3", 170. Out of Panama is the third pitcher tonight for Wilmington. He's got two outs, nobody on. Here is a Marion Boyd, who is singled twice and walked. Two outs, nobody on, bottom of the fifth. Called strike to Boyd. Average now at 256, no homers, eight runs batted in. For Boyd, who got things going for the Blue Claws with a single back in the first inning. Here's the pitch. He swings, chops it over the mound toward the middle, ranging to Ismati behind the bag. Long throw in time. Boyd didn't think so, but the play appeared to beat him by a step on a fine play by Mata, doing his Eric Brito imitation, going up the middle and throwing out a speedy base runner. And the Blue Claws go down 1-2-3 in the fifth. Greg back with you in the sixth. Blue Claws out in front 7-3 on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Blue Claws going for their ninth straight win, which would be a new franchise record. And they're well on their way. They have a 7-3 lead as we start the top half of the sixth inning. And Aberson Castellano leaves in line for the win. Andrew Baker takes over for the Blue Claws. First pitch, swing and a miss, 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Brandon Bossier goes through it in the count, nothing and one. So Baker making his first appearance with the Blue Claws since late in the 2022 season. Bossier pops one up. Very high, right side of the infield. Disson, Baker points to it, it's in foul ground. Disson reaches out and can't get it, and lands foul. It came down to the wind, pushing it back away from Pineda. The first baseman was coming down. It was to the right of the third base batter's box, and Disson just couldn't get there. That'll be a foul ball. No play on that, but realistically, a ball that, you know, probably has to be an out. So a fresh count here for, or a fresh chance for Bossier. It's foul ball, so count is 0-2. Baker began this year with Double-A Reading. His last game with the Blue Claws was August 28, 2022. And a slider swing and a miss got him strike three. So Baker fans Bossier, and there's one away. So question becomes, you know, why is Baker here? He was off to a rough start with Double-A Reading this year and walked 8, struck out 11, and 8 in the third innings, had allowed 15 hits and 11 runs. In his last appearance on Saturday with Reading up in Portland, they faced four batters, gave up 3 walks and 1 hit, which is a home run, and threw only 3 strikes on 17 pitches. Slider low to Matt Suggs, and the count is 1 ball, no strikes. Last year with Reading, he had an ERA of over 8 in 41 innings with 64 strikeouts but 48 walks. A guy with a big-time arm.
Yeah.
But he just has to harness it into the strike zone. Chopper up third and foul by Suggs. And the count, 1-1, 1-strike. He has a big league arm, no doubt about it. And the count is 1-1. Suggs an RBI single in the first inning. Blue Claws leading it 7-3 with Wilmington batting in the top half of the sixth. Aberson Castellano will give you his numbers. Swing and a miss, a slider got him, and strike two. Castellano at 5, and he allowed 3 runs. Only one was earned. 5 hits, 1 walk, and 1 strikeout. And Blue Claws continue to lower that ERA amongst their starting pitchers. It was 2.62 coming in, and it will only go down a bit after one earned run in 5 from Aberson Castellano. Baker the Rockies from Montgomery, Alabama. And that one is low. Primarily fastball slider for Baker, who was drafted by the Phillies in the 11th round of the 2021 draft out of Chipola Junior College in Florida. He went to Chipola, then went to Auburn for a year, then back to Chipola, and had a big-time season there. And the Phillies have honed in on him as a reliever. He's only made one career start in 104 career appearances. Slider, got him over the inside corner, strike three. So Suggs out looking, back-to-back strikeouts for Andrew Baker. And that'll bring up Will Frizzell, the DH. Tony, you can kind of tell here, they're easing him into a ball game here. You know, obviously, relatively low leverage situation. Sixth inning, Blue Claws comfortably ahead 7-3. And he hasn't pitched in almost a week since last Saturday. So working on some things with Brad Bergeson. He's very close with Brad. That one is low, 1-1 and no strikes. They worked together here in 2022 with Jersey Shore, and then again with AA Reading last year. And now Brad will get another chance with Baker this year. Swing and a miss, 96 mile an hour fastball, and the count 1-1. He just has to trust this stuff, and the stuff is definitely big league quality, but obviously you just can't live by walking that many guys. 1-1, another slider, and that's outside. He had an outing in the beginning of spring training last season.
Yeah, last year.
With the big league spring training with the Phillies. And you watched him pitch for an inning, you're like, he's going to be in the big leagues this summer. And it didn't work out. That's in there for a strike at 96 in the count 2-2. So Baker looking for a 1-2-3 inning here in the sixth. 7-3 Jersey Shore. And here's the pitch. Swinging a high pop-up behind the plate. Baker points to it. Distance there. Arnold calls him off. Down from third. Makes the catch and foul. Round and then retires the side. Very nice return for Andrew Baker. 1-2-3 inning. Pounding the strike zone. And the side retired. We have played 5.5, 7-3 Jersey Shore. Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care, in urology system-wide, and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Watch me now. Justin Crawford leading it off here for Jersey Shore. We hit the bottom half of the sixth. Blue Claws leading it 7-3. And Andrew Baker's Knight will be over 1-2-3 with a pair of strikeouts and look very good. And here's Crawford to face Miguel Gomez. First pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. Justin has had a good night. He's 2-for-2 with a sac fly. He's driven in a run. 12 RBIs now on the year, and he's up to 319. Is Crawford on the season. Third baseman Glasser out of the grass, and Crawford chops one to second for Pena, who gobbles it up, turns and throws the first one away. Tony's got the out-of-town score move.
Let's go to Lehigh Valley, where they are in action now. They were delayed by rain. Mick Abel got Syracuse out. The Mets affiliate 1-2-3 top of the first inning, and no score as the Iron Pigs bat in the bottom of the first.
Here's Otto Campo at an RBI double his last time, and he rolls one up third, foul by a couple of feet.
Hartford at Reading was postponed tonight because of the weather. Clearwater was not scheduled, and the Florida Complex League Phillies lost to the Yankees by a score of 3-2-2.
Clearwater played a doubleheader on Tuesday because there's some kind of non-baseball event at the Tampa Stadium. Tonight, thanks to our buddy Steve Potter for the heads up on that one. Fastball low to Kemp, one ball, one strike.
On the Major League side, Phillies lead 5-0 at Miami behind Rangers. Suarez gunning for his seventh victory. That's through four innings.
Kemp hits a slow roller up third, but hit him in the foot. Foul ball, 1-2.
Nick Castellano, a solo home run, and Kyle Schwarber, a two-run single for the Phillies. Let's look at the Sally League, which is a bit bunched up there. Blue Claws lead. It's a 1.5 game spread between first and sixth. So in the Northern Division, among the Northern Division teams, Brooklyn is at Rome, and that's a 2-2 ball game, middle of the sixth at Rome.
One ball, two strikes on Kemp, and he checks his swing and went around, waved at the slider, strike 3-2 down.
At Hudson Valley at Aberdeen tonight, battle of two Northern Division teams. It's 3-3 through three innings. And Greensboro, which is in second place just behind Jersey Shore, has a 1-0 lead at Bowling Green in the top of the fourth inning. Greensboro was swept by Bowling Green last night.
Pineda pops one up, foul off third out of play. Xavier Isaac hit a two-run home run in the bottom of the sixth inning in the seventh inning game two to give them a one-run lead, and they held on for the win. And the other team in the north, besides the Blue Claws, of course, it's Wilmington, who trails Jersey Shore here. 7-3, bottom of the sixth. Blue Claws looking for a ninth straight win. And Pineda lines one toward the middle, past the dive of Pena, out of the right center, a base hit. An 11-game hitting streak for Leandro Pineda, who had already driven in a couple of runs today. Now he has his first base hit, and he's in safely an 11th straight. He's at first with two down for Felix Reyes. So he's 1-for-3 today, 18-for-40 is Pineda on his current hitting streak, matching Justin Crawford for the longest hitting streak by a Blue Claw this season at 11. So here's the big Puma, Felix Reyes, who takes a breaking ball down and outside. And the count is one ball, no strike.
That out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America.
Reyes had an RBI single in the first inning, and he takes a curveball here from Gomez inside, one ball, one strike. Blue Claws will go to the bullpen again in the seventh and bring on left-hander Benoni Robles, the 6'4". Southpaw, who was acquired from the Dodgers for Connor Brogdon, the former Blue Claw, back on April the 6th. 2-0, that's in there for a strike. Robles pitched on Tuesday, looked really good. 1-2-3 inning with a pair of strikeouts. He was the closer for High A Great Lakes in the Midwest League in the Dodgers system last summer. So Pineda at first, he has the 10th Blue Claws hit of the day. They throw over, and he dives back in. That's a breaking ball from the right-hander outside, and he did not go around.
Reyes
so
does
count
have
3-1.
I'm sorry, good. Reyes does have an RBI single tonight, but he is one of the few Blue Claws whose bat has not really perked up. He did have that important hit in the first inning, but hasn't been very consistent yet this year.
3-1 on Reyes, and here's the pitch. It's a fastball called. Strike on the outside corner, 3-2. So that'll be a head start for Pineda. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 out. Bottom 6. Jersey Shore is 7, and Wilmington 3. It's been all Jersey Shore since Wilmington left 3-0, five batters and two Blue Claws errors into the game. But since then, it's been all Blue Claws. 3-2, runner goes, pitches outside and low ball four. So a walk, another walk issued by Wilmington pitchers in this game. And that's the second one from Miguel Gomez. It'll bring up Eric Brito with runners at first and second and two out. Brito has drawn a walk, had an RBI single, and flown out to left field. So Wilmington pitchers now have walked six Blue Claws and allowed 10 hits. Here's Brito, and he swings over the breaking ball. No balls in his strike. Blue Claws are 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position. They've also run into a couple of outs. Second inning, they had a double and a single to start the inning, and two out, nobody owned. 0-1 on Brito, who homered last night, and he hits this one high in the air to left, but he got under it. Out goes Mate, in comes White, the left fielder. Mate way out there. The shortstop makes the call and the catch. He's every bit of 100 feet out into left field, but makes the grab and then retires the sign. No runs on one hit, no errors, and two left. We head to the seventh, and it's all Blue Claws, 7-3 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Nah. Listen up, baseball fans. The Valley Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Valley Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Benoni Robles, the new pitcher for the Blue Claws. We head into the top half of the seventh inning, and he's the second reliever of the game behind Emerson Castellano, who had five innings, three runs, one earned. Andrew Baker, one inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, and he struck out two. Blue Claws, seven. Wilmington, three. Jersey Shore, nine outs away from a franchise record nine-game winning streak. Here's third baseman Philip Glasser, who's 0-4-2. And the first pitch from Robles is taking a fastball strike of the knees, 90 miles an hour. The count, nothing at one. Glasser has grounded to second and flown to left. Wilmington scored three runs in the first five batters of the game. Three hits, two Blue Claws errors. And Robles is 0-1, is downed outside. One ball, one strike. But it's been all Jersey Shore since then. And they lead it by four. They have never won nine in a row, the Blue Claws, going back to 2001. But they can do so tonight if they can get these last nine outs. Robles out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. And it's lifted foul down third out of play. And the count, one ball, two strikes. One thing, Tony, we mentioned Clearwater not playing tonight. We did mention last night, after we were done, they had another comeback win.
Right,
yeah. Scoring two runs at the top of the ninth inning. Their fifth win in their last at bat already this year, and their third win in a game they trailed in the ninth inning on the road. They've just been fantastic. They are 20-11 to start the year, and they are a half game in back of Lakeland, the Tigers affiliates, early on in the Florida State League. 1-2 to Robles, from Robles, line to third, drop by Arnold, and it bounces back behind him. That should be an E5. And we'll see how they score that. And I mean, that wasn't hit that hard. was right at him. It was only 88 off the bat, and that should be an E5.
Trying to Greg Eroy.
So I think that's an error.
Go for Greg.
And yeah, that's what they gave
him.
So TJ White, the batter now, switch hitter batting from the right side, and a fastball called strike, and the count nothing and one. What did you think?
I didn't see it. I'm looking up to see how Connor Brogdon is doing in the Dodgers system.
Tip foul, home plate by White 0-2.
Whatever you say works for me.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing behind the bag. It's you know, it's 88, not 108, and it's letter high. Yeah. You got to catch that.
We're looking to see how Connor Brogdon is doing in the L.A. system. He pitched in one game with the Dodgers, gave up two home runs in Minnesota. Now he is officially on rehab assignment with Oklahoma City in the AAA Pacific Coast League.
And again, if you missed it before, Robles, the Blue Claws pitcher, was traded for Brogdon when the Phillies DFA'd him back in the first week of this season. 0-2 on White, and the pitch is a breaking ball. Swing at him. I don't know if that was supposed to be up there, but it was, and White is down swinging. So one away, and that'll bring up Jonathan Thomas, the center fielder for the Blue Rocks. Wilmington began the year 11-4, but if they don't come back in with this game, they will have dropped 10 of their last 14. Robles last year with Great Lakes, Dodgers high A affiliate, had a 3.86 ERA, 12 saves, and 32 innings with 53 strikeouts. And Thomas takes a fastball in there for a called strike, nothing and one. 6'4" left-hander, so very interesting arm. Right now, he's pretty skinny. He's listed at 185 at 6'4". But throws in the low 90s. That one is inside, the kind of cutter. And the count 2-1 on Thomas. Remember, tomorrow, earlier game 4:05, Braden Fosnot for Jersey Shore will get the start. 1-1, the count on Jonathan Thomas. And Robles throws over to first and throws it away. It gets by Pineda, rolls down the right field line, picked up by the right fielder Ferguson, advancing a base is Glasser. So second error of the inning and a season-high fourth error of the game for Jersey Shore. So runner at second base, one out, and the pitch is high, a fastball. And it's two balls and one strike. On deck is Dalen Lyle. Lead off batter. Blue Claws lead it by four. And time called. So Pineda, who's playing first base, will come in to talk to Robles at Disson and probably help translate for Jordan. If you're just joining us, Wilmington scored three runs in the first. The Blue Claws have scored the last seven to take a 7-3 lead. Justin Crawford has two hits. Kate Ferguson has two hits. And eight of the nine Blue Claw starters have at least one hit. Only Zach Arnold is 0-3. Leandro Pineda, a base hit in the sixth inning to extend his hitting streak to 11 games. 2-1 on Thomas. Robles looks back at the runner at second. The 2-1 pitch is popped up behind the plate out of play. I hope that doesn't damage the roof. Time to call the experts at Delta Contracting Services to find out. Visit DeltaRoofNJ.com today because your roof is an asset worth protecting. That's DeltaRoofNJ.com.
I hope it doesn't damage the press box.
We've seen quite
a few sail at or over the press box last couple of days.
2-2 on Thomas. And the pitch. Swung on a missed handcuffed it. Cutter on the inside part of the plate. And he strikes him out 2-2. Right at Thomas under the hands. And that'll bring up Daylon Lyle with a runner at second base. And two down. Lyle up to 280 tonight, going 2-for-3, a double and a single. He had a home run on the second pitch of the game last night against the Stevenson Jimenez. And a fastball from Benoni Robles over the outside corner for a called strike of the count, nothing and one.
Now, Wilmington has some scuffling hitters, but Lyle looks like a pretty good prospect.
Yeah, he is their number seven prospect for the MLB pipeline, a former second-round pick out of Trinity High School in Louisville. 0-1, and a fly ball hit well deep out in the right field. Fergus going back, has a lot of room out there, and Cade tracking it nicely, makes the catch towards the warning track, and the inning is over. Cade finds a young kid on the grass berm and flips them a souvenir. Lyle gave it a ride, but he flies out. No runs, no hits. Two errors and one left. We have played 6.5. Time to stretch. Blue Claws 7, Blue Rocks 3 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Join the fun in Shoretown all summer long. Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up.
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimer.
Seventh inning stretch here in Shoretown. Blue Claws leading it 7-3, and a new pitcher into the ballgame for Wilmington is right-hander Carlos Romero. He's the fourth pitcher of the day for the Nationals affiliate. And he'll face Zach Arnold, Jordan Disson, and Cade Fergus. First pitch is in there for a called strike, and the count nothing and one. Miguel Gomez did a nice job. They needed him to give them some innings, and he did. 2 2/3, no runs on one hit, two walks, and two strikeouts. Romero stands at 6'6", 179 pounds, and he misses there with a fastball, with a slider, in the count, 1-1-1. Romero has allowed 7 runs on 12 hits in 9 innings this year, 8 walks, 9 strikeouts. Had a 6.59 ERA with Wilmington last season, so he's back again. And Arnold lines one off, third base hit, past the dive of Glasser, and out in the left field. So with that base hit by Zach Arnold, all 9 Blue Claws starters tonight have at least one hit. And the team as a whole has 11, and that'll bring up Jordan Disson. Romero making his first appearance of the series. He last pitched on Friday of last week against Hudson Valley through a scoreless inning. Blue Claws will go to the bullpen again for the 8th inning. And I think, Tony, that is Gunnar Mayer? Is that Gunnar Mayer? I think it is. Gunnar got hurt on Saturday. He's pitching very well. One of his better outings. Got hurt with 2 out of the 9th inning. Here's Disson, and that is low for a ball. And it's 1-1, no strikes. Said he felt much better Sunday. They were going to give him a couple days. I think that is him warming. Cade Fergus on deck. Arnold leads off first. Blue Claws lead 7-3, bottom of the 7th. And the pitch by Romero is chopped softly up third, and it kicks foul. And the count, one ball and one strike. So the Blue Claws trying to win a ninth straight game. It would be the longest winning streak in club history, which dates back to 2001. They have two separate eight-game winning streaks, one in 2016 and one in 2017. 1-1 on Disson, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2.
And tomorrow they have reigning Sally League Pitcher of the Week, Braden Fosnacht, a lefty from upstate Pennsylvania, set to go.
The two managers that managed the Blue Claws to eight-game winning streaks before Greg Brodzinski are both still in the system. Sean Williams manages in the Florida Complex League, and Marty Malloy manages Clearwater. 1-2 on Jordan Disson. And the pitch is slowly rolled up third. That will kick just foul about 15 feet in front of the bag. And the count's still 1-2. So I got to tell Bull to give him, to make sure he texts him after. Sean and the FCL Phillies played this early afternoon at 12 o'clock game. They lost to the Tigers 10-6. Marty and Clearwater, they're off tonight. A rare scheduled Friday off day, but I guess they were using the stadium in Tampa for something else, so they played a doubleheader on Tuesday. Here's a bouncer to third. That one stays fair. They go to second, close, and just in time to get a sliding Arnold. Fielder's choice has scored 5-4, and there's one away. So Disson hit about four balls in almost the same spot. The last one finally stayed fair.
Blue not only have this winning streak, but as a team, they are up to second now in the league in hitting at 243, and they're second in ERA at 3.25.
It's a good combo.
Yeah.
Here's Cade Fergus, and he takes in there for a called strike. And the other thing is, you know, they've been very good in keeping limiting big innings. As we said the other night, 4-57 on the homestand coming into today, and now 5-62, fastball low, are the Blue Claws opponents with runners in scoring position in this homestand. That's April 30th to tonight. Six games with Bowling Green and almost four full games here with Wilmington. Not a big lead at first for Arnold. Blue Claws up 7-3, and Fergus, it's a slow bouncer foul off third. One ball, two strikes. And look, if you can win a game comfortably in which you win, in which you make four errors and are down 3-0 after five batters, I guess that does have to qualify as a good night for sure. Still a little bit to go, though. I got to get six more outs in time called at home plate by Cade Fergus. Your homer last night is third of the season. Fergus and Leandro Pineda have combined to hit five home runs here in Shoretown Ballpark, five of the eight. Blue Claws have eight home runs here and eight in Hickory this season, except they played 19 games here and six in Hickory. Fergus crowds one hard to short. Backhand by Monty, goes to second. There's one. It's dropped at second base by Pena. Safe. And the Blue Claws have runners at first and second. That should have been an easy force out. Instead, an E4 on Viandel Pena, and that's the second error of the game for Wilmington. So fielder's choice E4, and the Blue Claws have runners at first and second with still only one out, and the batter Emarion Boyd. Dustin Crawford is on deck for Jersey Shore. Here's Boyd, who has singled, grounded out twice, and walked, and he scored two of the seven runs. And he hits a broken bat, the bat to the mound, the ball to the pitcher, and they throw low at second. Everybody is safe, and the bases are loaded. The bat to third, the ball went to the mound. Everybody's safe. That'll be a fielder's choice, and everybody's safe. That's a tough play by Romero. Fielder's choice. Fielder's choice. And did they give an E1? Yes, they did on Romero. The bases are loaded now for Crawford. That's a tough play because you got the bat coming at you. Here comes Mario Lisson the manager for Wilmington. There's nobody warming in the bullpen for the Blue Rocks. And they need to figure out a way to deal with Crawford, who has two hits, two runs scored, and an RBI. 2-for-3 for Justin, and he's raised his average up to 316. Crawford joined the Blue Claws last August and was the everyday center fielder, except for one weekend when the Blue Claws were actually in Wilmington. He went down to Tampa, where his father, Carl, was inducted into the Tampa Bay Rays Hall of Fame. Mario Lisson has a quick conference with all his infielders and heads back. And then Justin returned to the Blue Claws and finished out what was a really tremendous first full professional season for him. And now here he is in year two, hitting over 300. 17th overall pick in the 2022 draft out of high school in Las Vegas with the Bishop Gorman. Bases loaded for Justin with one out. And he swings the first pitch and fouls it back into the screen. It's no balls and one strike. Crawford and Boyd, the two speedsters, they've scored four of the seven runs, two apiece. Bases loaded, and the 0-1 is outside. One ball, one strike on Crawford. Crawford had an 11-game hitting streak earlier in the year that was now tied by Leandro Pineda, who has matched Justin at 11. Crawford had last night off. 20-year-old left-handed hitter deep in that box. Very slightly open stance. And the 1-1 pitch is grounded to short. Could this be two? Mate goes to second. Pena has this one. Throws the first, double play. And they just get him. 6-4-3. And that retires the sun. So Wilmington made a couple of errors in that inning, but they do not allow a run. No runs, one hit, two errors, and two are left on. We go to the eighth inning. Blue Claws 7 and Wilmington 3 on ValleyLineBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Hear that? That's the sound of healthy kids at play. Nothing makes us at RWJ Barnabas Health happier than that. And you'll be happy to hear that we have been recognized by U.S. News & World Report for our pediatric care in urology system-wide and in orthopedics at the Bristol-Myers Squibb Children's Hospital at Robert Wood Johnson University Hospital. To learn more, visit rwjbh.org/childrenshealth. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
New pitcher is right-hander Gunnar Mayer on the hill for Jersey Shore. He is the fourth pitcher of the day. The first three have all pitched very well. 7-3 Jersey Shore. Aberson Castellano gave up one run in five innings. Andrew Baker a 1-2-3 sixth, and Benoni Robles pitched around an error to start the seventh. Here's Viandel Pena, who has gone 0-for-3, reached an E5, and scored in the first inning. And he's a switch hitter batting left, 0-for-3. First pitch by Mayer inside. And the count, one ball and no strikes. So Gunner standing in at 6'6", 206 pounds. He's 23 years old. And that's fastball strike. 9 2/3 innings, 6 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned. He's walked 7, but struck out 17 already this season. And that one is on the corner, 1-2. And he pitched on Saturday against Bowling Green, trying to get the last 5 outs. He got 4, and then with 2 out in the 9th inning, he got hurt, tweaked something in his leg, and then ended up missing couple days. John McHenry, by the way, is the batter, the pinch hitter for Peña, my mistake. And he strikes out swinging. What a way. And that Tony is 18 strikeouts in 10 innings for Mayer this year. And the new role in the bullpen seems to have worked out for him.
Yeah, we talked to him about that, Greg. And you know, he said he can come in and just
let
it all hang out for an inning, maybe two.
In his first 8 appearances, he struck out at least 2 batters in 6 of them. Fastball in there for a strike, and most of those were one-inning outings. He has 1 2-inning outing on the year, and my guess is coming out of a game injury, this will only be a one-inning outing. Kevin Mate swings and misses, big cut at a fastball, and the count is 0-2. Blue Claws have a hefty 12-man bullpen, so... It's okay, you know, if they have to use 4 guys in one game. Jack Dallas pitched an inning on Tuesday, so you could see him. Here's a high pop foul by Mate out of play. My guess is it would be Dallas. Everybody else pitched on Wednesday, but, you know, Andrew Walling, Denny Wilkinson, Trey Dillard, maybe not Dillard, who got 5 outs on Wednesday. They would all be available. Swing and a miss. Got him. Strike 3. 95-mile-an-hour fastball for Gunnar Mayer. 2 away.
I do not recall ever seeing a 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Gunnar Mayer. Really?
Me neither. we might have missed a couple, but yeah.
Possible.
I mean, look, that's what you expect. That's one of the reasons why you put the guy in the bullpen. Because you can usually find a couple of miles an hour. Bossier rolls one foul up first, and the count nothing in 1. Yeah, we talked about this before with Mayer, too. He never really started pitching until late in his junior year and into his senior year of high school. And he went to junior college to try to find a spot on a Pac-12 team. Fastball outside corner, called strike, 0-2. And he pitched so well there that the Phillies drafted him in the 5th round in 2019, but then he had the COVID year. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ooh, another fastball by him. 97 from Gunnar Mayer, bringing the heat. Strikes out the side in the 8th. He has looked as good as we've seen him. He's been here since the beginning of last season. 1-2-3, 8th. We go to the bottom 8 in Short Town. 7-3, Jersey Shore, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Celebrity Ford of Toms River is bringing you the best prices, best service, and best inventory in all of the Jersey Shore. At Celebrity Ford, you're an all-star, and we're here to serve you and your automotive needs. We offer a free safety assessment as well as free refreshments. Visit us in-store today for the best deals in all of the Jersey Shore. You deserve to ride in style. Located on Route 37 at Toms River, Celebrity Ford, your Jersey Shore Ford store.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun in Short.
Marquise Grissom Jr. is the new pitcher for Wilmington, as we head into the bottom of the 8th inning. Blue Claws leading it 7-4. And John McHenry stays in the game at second base for Wilmington. Here is Otto Kemp, and he takes for ball 1. You remember Marquise Grissom Senior, good center fielder. And here is Junior, and the pitch is cut out and missed. Marquise Grissom Jr., Tony, has had a really nice year for Wilmington. He's allowed 3 earned runs in 14 and a third innings on 10 hits, and he struck out 20 and walked just 5. And a 2.18 ERA and 11 saves with Fredericksburg last year. drafted out of Georgia Tech in the 13th round by the Nats in 2022, and that pitch is outside for a ball. 1-2 on Kemp.
Where has he been this year?
Junior?
Yeah.
That's outside. And 2-2. Well, this he's one of their late inning relievers. The Blue Claws have led in this game. Now they just got they need to kind of get a couple of outs. 2-2. And the pitch is a slider. Just missed outside. By the way, we speculated that because Mayer came out of his last start injured, that it would probably just be a one-inning outing for him. That was wrong. He will pitch the ninth inning. Nobody throwing in the Blue Claws bullpen. Fastball chopped to short. Mate there. Plays it letter high. Throws and got him. One away. Marquise Grissom. Senior. Played for the Expos, the Braves, Milwaukee, Cleveland, San Francisco. Played 2,100 big league games. And that one is ball one to Pineda. And he was on the 97 Indians team that lost in heartbreaking fashion to the Marlins. But he did win a World Series with the 95 Braves. And then they lost to the Yankees in 96. Pineda swings and misses. One ball, one strike. And then Marquise Grissom Sr. was also on. He was on some good teams. He was on the 94 Expos that had the best record in baseball before the strike.
That's where I remember him with the Expos.
One ball, one strike. And Pineda takes that one to the outside corner. And the count is 1-2.
That's right. Mostly remember him is from the
227 career homers and 429 career stolen bases for Marquise Grissom. But here's Marquise Grissom Jr. 1-2 on Pineda, who had a base hit in the sixth to extend his hitting streak to 11 games, and he grounds this one to first. Right there is Bossier, and he will take it himself. Two away, three unassisted on the putout, and that'll bring up Felix Reyes. Now, who knows? You never know how tomorrow's going to go, but I'm sure the Blue Claws are happy. Grissom was having a tremendous season. Get him out of the way. So if it is a close game tomorrow, you probably wouldn't have to face him. Remember, tomorrow, 4:05 start. Here's Felix Reyes. Big cut and a miss. And the count, nothing at one. Felix takes big swings. He had the highest zone contact percentage of any player in the Philly system last year, which maybe you wouldn't have expected. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-2. You know, bigger guy, more of a power swing. You might expect that more from a guy that, like a Justin Crawford type, that would kind of make a lot of contact, spray the ball around a little bit. Reyes had that mark last year. The Phillies do really like him. And he had an RBI single in the first inning, his 10th ribby of the year. Swings this one and bounces at the second base for McHenry, who shovels it over to first, and the inning is over. So here we go, Tony, to the ninth. The Blue Claws three outs away from the first nine-game winning streak in club history. And it will be Gunnar Mayer back out there for the Claws. 7-3 Jersey Shore, Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
All summer long, Fireworks Fridays in the summer, Thirsty Thursdays, amazing promotions, great theme nights, giveaways, live music, and so much more. The Blue Claws are the Jersey Shore's hometown team, your favorite team. And now's the time to lock in your tickets for another Summer of Blue Claws. Head to BlueClaws.com today to check out our promotional schedule and order tickets for your next stop in Shoretown. That's BlueClaws.com today. Claws up!
No one plans on heart problems, but everyone should have a plan for them. At RWJ Barnabas Health, we help patients of all lifestyles and medical histories plan for healthy hearts. With the latest technology and a highly specialized team of nurses, cardiologists, and surgeons, our network offers the most complete heart and vascular care in New Jersey. Make plans for a healthy heart with RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
Gunnar Mayer looked great in the eighth. Struck out the side. Hit 97 on his last pitch to Brandon Bossier. And he'll pitch the ninth. Blue Claws lead at 7-3 here at Shorttown Ballpark. They get these last three out, so that would be a franchise record 9-game winning streak for the Blue Claws. First pitch is a fastball high to Matt Suggs, and the count 1-0, no strikes. Suggs had an RBI single in the 3-run Wilmington first inning. And that fastball misses outside for a ball, and the count is 1-1 and 1-1. And that one cut on and missed. Blue Claws have sent 41 batters to the plate today. Wilmington has sent 31. Fastball outside. So 72 batters have come up to bat, Tony, in this game. After five, it was 3-0 Wilmington. Batters 6 through 71. 7-0 Jersey Shore. That is low, ball four. So Mayer walks Suggs, and that'll put the leadoff man aboard and bring up Will Frizzell, the designated hitter. Batting from the left side, he is 6 for 46 on the season, but was 3 for 3 last night. Tonight he's 0 for 2 with a walk. First pitch, high and away, and it's 1-0. And we'll see if how long it takes for Blue Claws to get somebody up in the pen. I imagine with two on base, they would definitely have somebody throw. Perhaps, as we said, Jack Dallas, who hasn't pitched since Tuesday. Runner goes, pitches low. They throw through, not in time. You know, if you're going to go there, down by four, you better make it. That wasn't defensive indifference or anything. Claws got a throw down there. And a stolen base for Suggs, his first of the season. 7-3 Jersey Shore, with nobody out here in the top of the ninth. Mayer, the fourth pitcher of the day for the Blue Claws. Aberson Castellano in line for what will be his first win. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Since September 5th, when he was the winning pitcher in a Threshers victory at Palm Beach. That was the Tuesday after Labor Day last year. Here's the 1-2. Popped up foul behind the plate, out of play. 96 there from Mayer. And Tony and I talked about it in the top of the eighth inning. He was here all of last year. You know, he was in the 90s, but we don't remember him hitting 96 or 97. That ball bounced all the way down from the roof to the fifth row, right behind home plate. A nice grab by a fella in a gray jacket. Swing and a miss. Got him, strike three. Change up there from Mayer, which has historically been his best pitch. And he gets the first out of the ninth inning. All four outs for Mayer have come via the strikeout. Here's Philip Glasser, the third baseman, who's 0 for 3. Reached on an error, popped to left, and grounded to second. So Greg Brodzinski trying to knock Marty Malloy and Sean Williams out of the Blue Claws record books. His Phillies managerial colleagues, fastball strike. And the count, nothing in one. Marty, of course, managing low A Clearwater, and Sean managing the FCL Phillies this season. And that's the changeup inside, 1-1. Both Marty in 2017 and Sean in 2016 managed the Blue Claws through 8-game winning streaks. But Greg Brodzinski about to win his 91st game as Blue Claws manager and pick up the first 9-game win streak in team history. Soft. Two hopper to second. Otto Kemp is there. Tosses to first. And that's out number two. So Glasser grounds out, two away. On at third goes Suggs, and the Blue Claws are one out away from a ninth straight win.
First time I met Greg last year, walked into his office. Blue Claws were coming off a 51-win season, lowest win total in franchise history. I remarked him about that. He said, that's not going to happen this time.
He was right. They had the best record in the league last year, 273-58. That's high and outside. A changeup with a count, one ball, no strikes. So, Tony, if the Blue Claws win this game, they will have won 9 home games in 10 days. In 2022, the Blue Claws had a stretch where they won no home games in 40 days.
Yeah.
Fastball high and outside. And the count is 2-0 on T.J. White.
What was that losing streak? It was 15. In the teens. Yeah, 15, was it? Yeah.
15. It was the Thursday of... Actually, it was more than 40 days. It was the Thursday of Father's Day week till August 6th. Popped up by White, foul out of play, 2-1. Yeah, something like June 15th or 16th until August the 6th. And that was they won both that day, that Andrew Painter, Mick Abel doubleheader. 2-1, count to T.J. White, fastball just missed outside. And 3-1, good pitch by Mayer. There are a few guys standing up in the Blue Claws bullpen, but that's more likely because it's 47 degrees. 3-1 on White. Mayer from the belt. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball 94. And the count is full at 3-2. So the Blue Claws are one strike away from a ninth consecutive victory. And it would be 4 in a row to start this series. Mayer for the belt with a 7-3 lead. Change up. Got him looking over the outside corner. Strike 3. And the ball game is over. The Blue Claws win the night 7-3. And for the first time in 24 seasons of Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball, the Blue Claws have won 9 in a row. Crab Rave on the video board. Blue Claws go for 10 tomorrow. And a tremendous outing, by the way, for Gunnar Mayer, who faces 7 batters. He strikes out 5 of them, walks 1. And that was as good as we have seen him pitch in the year and a month now that he's been with Jersey Shore. 2 scoreless for Mayer to finish out the W here tonight. So 9 in a row for the Blue Claws. First time in franchise history they have been able to do that. 7 runs on 11 hits and 4 errors. For Wilmington, 3 runs on 5 hits, and they made 3 errors. Averson Castellano gets the win, his first of the season. He is 1-1. And the starter, Riley Cornelio, takes the loss. He falls to 2-4. Blue Claws are 18-13, 5 games over for the first time this season. Wilmington falls to 15-14. And the time of the game was somehow only 2 hours and 33 minutes. Blue Claws have won 9 in a row. 2 hits for Justin Crawford, 2 hits for Kate Fergus, 1 hit for everybody else. Everybody got a hit today, and including Leandro Pineda, who extended his hitting streak to 11. Tony will have the postgame. We'll be back tomorrow, 3:50 pregame, 4:05 first pitch. Congrats to the Blue Claws, 9 in a row, new franchise record, and Tony's postgame coming up.
Here it is. Let's start off with the Phillies behind 2017 Blue Claw Rangers Suarez. Phillies lead at Miami 7-0 tonight. Bottom of the 7th inning, home runs Nick Castellanos and Johan Rojas, the former Blue Claw from a couple of years back, has hit his second home run of the season, number 3 for Castellanos. And Kyle Schwarber, a 2-run single. Ranger Suarez in all the way for the Phillies, looking for his 7th victory. He has not lost this year. Let's go to the affiliate scoreboard. Mick Abel on the hill for Lehigh Valley tonight, and the Iron Pigs in front of Syracuse, the Mets affiliate. That's a 3-2 ball game. Syracuse batting in the top of the 4th inning. In the Florida Complex League, the Phillies lost to the Yankees 3-2. Phillies are 2-3, and I'm sorry, they lost to the Tigers, and the Tigers are 3-2. Hartford at Reading, that game was rained out, and they will play 2 tomorrow. Reading 14-16. Hartford, the Yard Goats, the Colorado affiliate, they are 14-13. Let's take a look at the South Atlantic League scoreboard, where, of course, all the Northern Division teams were in action today. on the game and a half separating the first place Blue Claws from sixth place, the six-team division. So games involving Northern Division teams. Brooklyn out in front of Rome, 3-2. That's going to the bottom of the ninth inning. Brooklyn is 16-14, and Brooklyn leads 3-2, bottom of the ninth in Rome, Georgia. Another game involving a Northern Division team. Hudson Valley is at Aberdeen. Hudson Valley 14-13. They're in the bottom of the sixth at Aberdeen. Both teams in the Northern Division. That's a 3-3 ball game. And Greensboro, the Pirates affiliate, which began the day just a half game behind the Blue Claws. They're down in Bowling Green, where they lost two games last night. They are in front of Bowling Green. This one's 3-0 through six innings. And, of course, here in Lakewood, it was Jersey Shore. 7 runs, 11 hits, 4 errors for Jersey Shore. 3 runs, 5 hits, and 3 errors for Wilmington. Castellano, the win. He is 1-1. And Cornelio takes the loss. He is 2-4 with the win. The franchise record ninth in a row. Jersey Shore goes to 18-13. And Wilmington, the Blue Rocks, the Nationals affiliate, 15-14. Jersey Shore's next game, as they look to make it 10 in a row, will be tomorrow. Lefty Braden Fosnock from Central Pennsylvania on the mound. The lefty is the reigning Sally League Pitcher of the Week. He is 3-0 at 1.35 ERA. And right-hander Rodney Theophile goes for Wilmington. He is 1-1 with a 4.22 ERA. That's a 4:05 first pitch. Greg and I will have it for you beginning at 3:50 on Saturday afternoon. Tonight's game produced by Ryan Caldwell. Social media from Taylor Petrangelo and Laura Elizabeth. For Greg, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here tonight, Jersey Shore 7 and Wilmington 3. Have a clawsome rest of your night, everybody.